Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are. Once again, we are welcoming you. We must apologize for our late start. It's not our fault. In a way, it's our fault because we couldn't anticipate what was going to happen. Our enemies are very, very powerful and are interrupting our signal all the time, and we are working tirelessly hard to overcome them. That is why when we ask for help, most people do not understand what we're going through. Good luck, Jonathan has a $300 million budget to try to stop what we are doing. There are hackers all over the place trying to stop us from broadcasting. There are those who are benefiting from the oil coming from Biafra land who are interested in making sure that we do not progress. These are the forces that we are fighting against, those we can see and those we cannot see. But they cannot stop us. As they are working, so are we. This is Radio Biafra live transmission on this day, the 23rd day of April in the year of our Lord, 2014. We are incensed by these people trying to tamper with us. We are very, very upset that people do not want the children of God to be set free. But we are here to prove them wrong. We are here to ensure that the gospel of the absolute restoration of the full sovereignty of Biafra is preached on this very platform and no other. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special guest of Chukwu Abiam and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. They tried to stop us and they couldn't. They will try everything humanly possible. They will smear us, they will lie against us, they will print falsehood about us. But we are irrepressible. We are unrelenting in our approach, and they must know that they cannot prevail. All the forces of darkness cannot prevail over light. Darkness has never, ever defeated light before. And we are the children of the light. We are Biafran people. We have been existing for thousands of years, and they want to extinguish us. They told us we had no history, and we believed them. They told us we had no God, and we believed them, despite the fact that where some of us come from, we answer literally the children of God. Wherever you are, I must welcome you. Wherever you are, I must say sorry for our late coming today. We've been prepared since 6:30 Biafran time. The time now is approximately 25 minutes past 7 p.m. here in Biafra land. To those of you that we installed their satellites today, hoping to hear us at 7, we are here at last. We are fighting very formidable enemies, but we are overcoming them one after the other. If you're not listening to us via the internet, if you're not listening to us via any of your handheld devices, your mobile phone, via Radio Biafra app, then you must be on satellite, especially for all the people in Africa and also in Western Europe. You should be able to receive Radio Biafra on satellite if you're in Spain, if you're in Germany, if you are in Portugal, if you are in parts of Germany, because Amos 5 satellite covers all those areas as well. I must continue to welcome you, and I must welcome you in the very traditional and unique way that we do it here on Radio Biafra, by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those very brave Biafrans in Malaysia, in China, in Thailand, in Japan, in Australia, in New Zealand, those of them in Russia, those of them in South Korea, those of them in Singapore, those of you in Vietnam, all of you in Taiwan, we are welcoming you. That this is your radio station, the only platform on this very planet where you can talk about Biafra in one country and the rest of the world can hear you. We are the only people representing those without a voice. We are the only ones representing those who have been disenfranchised. We are the only ones representing those being deported from Lagos, those of them who have been economically rendered destitute in a country they thought they belonged to. We are the voice of the voiceless, the hopeless. We are the voice of the people, the downtrodden. We are the only hope, effectively, to ensure the propagation of truth and honesty, because we remain without fear before our enemies. That this is Radio Biafra, We are incorruptible. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. On Radio Biafra, we speak the truth. We do not lie. Any day we lie to our people, we cease to exist. Any day we deceive our people, Chukwu Abiama will kill us. That is what we asked of him. But if we are honest, if we are truthful, if our hands are clean and our conscience very clear, there is no way that Biafra cannot come. If our conscience is very clear and our hands are clean, there is nothing done by the enemies to overcome what we are doing. As long as we remain truthful, as long as we remain honest, as long as we do not intend to prevaricate, as long as we do not retreat nor surrender, there is no way that Biafra will not come, because here we do everything humanly possible to ensure that the propagation of this very gospel is received in every country of this planet. As long as you have Biafrans there, that is why we ask you to please continue to go to www.radiobiafra.co. That is why we please ask you to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. That is why we continue to ask you to go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. That is why you need to download free Radio Biafra app on BlackBerry, on iTunes, and also on Android. That is why you will ensure that your people here in Biafra land, that is why you will ensure that those of them that live in other parts of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, that they have satellites installed. We are doing it at a record pace. People are listening to Radio Biafra live transmission because we are simply unstoppable. You can delay us the same way they have roadblocks on the road. They try to delay you, but they cannot stop you from going to where you're going. Once again, we must welcome you, and once again, we must apologize for our late coming. Our IT department will be tasked with a new commission. They must ensure that we come on 7 p.m. regardless of the problems we encounter. They must ensure that Radio Biafra live transmission starts every blessed day, 7 p.m. Biafra land time. That is our word to our people, and we don't like breaking it. Once again, I must welcome you, and that this is Radio Biafra. The barrister was with me before. I would like the very eminent barrister and attorney at law to please try and rejoin me, but the rest of the crew are here with me. Ikechukwu Enyagu is here, Chukabosa is here, and our dear sister, our very lovely sister Ritanibog, is also with us. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. But before I go to the barrister himself, I must go to them first of all to ask them kindly to please acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans all over the world who are at this very moment listening to Radio Biafra. Please. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans. My name is Ikechukwu Enyagu, and I'm from Umulumbe, in Ojebogin of Enugu, Biafra land. I welcome you once again to the nice broadcast. The enemies have invested $300 million against the restoration of Biafra. But you use what we have to keep overcoming them, because this is our time. You're welcome once again.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. Good evening from Biafra land. I am your sister, Rita Nimbogu. I am from Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu, in Biafra land. Welcome as you come close with your friends, your family members. Bring your biros, bring your papers, because we are here tonight to educate you, to inform you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, the wonderful people of Biafra. My name once again is Chukwu Kabosa from Omodioka in Oka South, Biafra land. I say welcome to our broadcast today. And may, as you listen, may Chukwu Abiama guide and protect you. Please call your friends, lovers of Biafra, anyone interested in their freedom, please call them to listen to the gospel of people of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We know that some people are still encountering and experiencing problems, but I am delighted in the midst of all these difficulties to welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has joined us all the way from London. Barrister, we encountered some problems. We are still encountering it because our main website is down. If you know anybody that wants to get through to Radio Biafra, please, Carol Monday should take note. You must put it on Facebook, please, that everybody should try to go to biafratelevision.co. They should also go to all other platforms except radiobiafra.co, because the enemies are trying to pull us down, but they cannot. Our transmission via satellite is going very well. Please, Barrister, I must ask you to welcome these people who are very patient. These listeners all over the world who are dedicated to their own radio station, Radio Biafra, which they contribute to fund. Their own very radio station they have supported from the beginning. Barrister, I must ask you to give them a very warm welcome. I must allow you to acknowledge their patience with us. And I must also ask you to salute their courage in the midst of adversity. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. When Caesar says, do this, it is performed. Good evening to all of you, Ikechukwu Enyago. A double barrel name, as I always put it, Chuka Bosa. These guys are men of valor. Those who do not want all their friends to perish, our lovely, dearly beloved sister, Rita Anibogo. I know many times she has charged me, but I don't know how to pronounce her name. I hope I'm getting it now. All of you represent Biafra worldwide, not just there in Enugu. Director is the manager, and he will always be. Director is somebody, whenever he talks, I listen. Whenever he says something, I jump. Sometimes I say to him, how many milokitas, to borrow the Bibaya's language. Instead of kilometer, you say Minokita. Director, I'm here, and I have to welcome every Biafra, wherever you are, as Director has directed. He said, I should welcome all of you, and so it shall be done. East, west, north, or south. Biafrans are all over the place. Biafrans are my encouragement. They make me happy, because I love my people so dearly. I love Biafrans, men, women, children, wherever you are. I am proud. Biafra. I display it. I say it. I sing it. And I appreciate it. Without Biafra, I'm nobody. I'm not a Nigerian, by the way. I am a Biafran. And in Biafra land, we will recognize, embrace ourselves individually. Most people hearing my voice, that they don't know me, they haven't seen me. But one day will come when Biafrans will see one another and embrace each other accordingly. Because that's our prayer. That's the plan. And that's the vision of all Biafrans. I'm so proud of who I am. I'm proud that I'm here representing Biafrans. And my happiness is Biafrans are coming up steadily. Biafrans are showing up wherever they are. I met a group of guys yesterday. I brought them into Biafra to listen to what is happening. I meet our people every day. I display cards. I show them information. Sometimes I even help them to type www.radiobiafra.co. That is our meeting point. That is our congregation. Director will say that this is where we worship. Biafra is our religion. Of course, Biafra is our nation, our country, our land, where all of us will land. I take off from here, I will land in Biafra land, no longer in Yoruba Hausa Fulani land, but in Biafra land. My people, I enjoy hearing your voices on a daily basis, every evening, 7 p.m. Once I finish talking to the director, I will leave everything I have and be listening to all of you individually. If you make a mistake, I call the director. I say, no, this guy didn't get it. Because I am an ardent listener, contributor, a Biafran. Somebody who makes sure that Biafra must come. As he came to when Yago reminded you yesterday that I carry Biafra on my head. It's not because I have anything or I have everything. No, but all I have is Biafra. I'm happy to have Biafra only in this my lifetime. And I'm happy that Biafra will come before I disappear. Unfortunately, the only thing I pray to Biafra most of the time, why do we die? I hate death. I don't know why. I don't like it. Somebody you see today, tomorrow you will never see them. I don't like death. But I know that we'll all be alive to witness, to see, to embrace to encourage our people that Biafra must touch down in Biafra land like an aircraft. Good evening to all of you, wherever you are. I'm happy every day. I'm looking forward to hearing Biafrans, chatting with them, even those on Facebook, those on any particular media outlet. I'm always happy when I have time. I reply to every information you give us. Biafrans, I trust you. I love all of you. You give us information. You give us ideas. You give us opinion. This is a country where everybody has a say. It's not a country like the zoo where only few can say what is happening. Look at what is happening about a kidnap. We had 239. We had 234. We've had all sorts of numbers. No single truth. How can a country be run under falsehood, under malicious, wicked, killing, beheading of individuals when you're supposed to look after and be proud of the country where you came from? Biafra must come. We want to disassociate from all evil. I tell you, Director, the Western media are taking charge of what is happening in the zoo. Since 2 days now, BBC are on this case. Even Channel 4, that don't even talk about many things, are talking about the kidnapping in the zoo. Everybody's getting interested. I have to thank that Bob Vienna, whom I tweeted him. He responded. They are all following. They are BBC is now asking Nigerians to partake in discussion. That's never happened before, Director. Radio Biafra is leading. This is an interactive radio station where nobody is vetted. Where all we need from you is just your name, where you came from, and where you're calling from. That is all. We are setting the pace because Biafra is Biafra. The reason why I get emotional is because we're supposed not to be treated the way we're being treated. We didn't come into Accra. We didn't invade any country, even those very close to us. We believe in live and let live. Do not kill no man. Created by Chukwudiama himself. Why would you shed blood when you know you cannot even make an ordinary hair? This is the principle, the ethics, the ethos of what Biafrans stand upon. We pride ourselves as good people. We pride ourselves as lovers of life. We pride ourselves as those who can look after others. We welcome people, we welcome foreigners. We don't discriminate against those who do not speak our language. We are one created by one almighty God, Chukwudiama, in our own dialect. May God bless every Biafran, those who are coming, wherever you are, coming from work, come flying in or flying to listen to Radio Biafra. We are here with you. We ask you to please give us the support that we need. That is all. If you cannot donate yourself, donate your money. That is all we need for. Nothing on this earth runs without money. Donate yourself or donate your money. Or if you like, donate both. Biafra will respect you. Biafra will recognize you. Biafra will note of your encouragement. Just like Ikechukwu Eniagu, Chukabosa, and our only sister who is there. Does he mean there are no other sisters in Biafra land? But she's very brave, courageous, standing by Director, behind him, by his side, in front of him. All these guys are representing Biafrans worldwide. And I give you my salute, I give you my support, I give you my prayer, I give you everything I have so that Biafra will come, because I am not getting a raw deal in this country. I need to come back home. May God bless you. Please get your pen and paper. And do not forget to turn off your listening devices. Biafra will talk to you. You talk to Biafra. Give us ideas. We cannot do it alone. No single individual can get Biafra. Collectively, Igbebuike, all of us, we hold the mantle of that peace, the fire that Biafra has lit up. All of you will see it. You will rise up. The flag of Biafra will fly in Enugu, where Director is broadcasting from. I am happy, Director, I'm standing by. God bless all of you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. But before you go, Barrister, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, Director.
You know that Radio Biafra is formidable. You know that the indigenous people of Biafra is formidable. And since we started Radio Biafra, for the very first time, I told somebody that rang me today from the USA, that there is Ohanaeze in Ikwele land. Ikwele people have at last agreed that they are Igbo people. Why is that? Because we told them the truth. We told them that those of you, because of abandoned property, your name is Uchechukwu. Your name is Anneka. Obinna. Obi Igbo is only found where you are, the only place bearing that name, the heart of Igbo land. And you say you're not Igbo. You say you're not Igbo. How stupid. Other people are saying, don't say anything. Go behind the door and beg them. Don't antagonize them. We told them that the truth is antagonistic. Once you speak the truth, people will understand it. That people of Ikwere are Igbo people because of their criminality, because of their complicity in the killing of their own flesh and blood. They decided not to be Igbo. But we forgive them because they have learned. And Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo is now constituted in Ikwere land for the very first time. And people still ask us, what have we accomplished every blessed day? Yesterday we stopped the criminal Owasurike from messing about with our remembrance celebration on the 30th of May. Today we can gladly report that Ikwele people quite simply have agreed that they are Igbo people. Anybody saying that they are not Igbo from Ikwele, you know they were raised on money from stolen property. The rest of them who are sensible, they have now constituted Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo in Ikwere land. Please go ahead.
Director, Radio Biafra is equity and justice. Since Radio Biafra has been on air, Director, a lot of things have changed. We've changed the Western views of being Biafran. We've changed the African views, recognizing and realizing that, yes, there was a country by our own lovely late uncle, Chinua Achebe. Chinua Achebe has made his almighty contributions, militating us, bearing us up into action. And Director, he is the mantle. You are the flag of Biafra. Those who did not know, now they know. And yet, what has... Director, whatever you do, if you don't have criticism, you are not doing well. Let's welcome all the critics. Let's welcome anybody who's against Biafra. Let's hear what they're saying. But in the end, Biafra is winning. We love what is happening. I, number one, Director, you are doing effectively, absolutely glorious, magnanimous. Director, hold me before I finish the whole English I have. Good evening.
Thank you very much. As I hold you, we also have somebody here in the studio with us, Imamo Loku, who has been with us from time. He was the person that was distributing the newsletter that we prepared, asking people not to vote for P2B. And MASOP members called Nigerian police to arrest him. Anything I tell you, I have evidence. And he's here. And as I say all the time, he will tell you this very evening what happened to him. We sent materials from him, from London, and asked him to go and distribute it with his group in Anambra, urging people that a vote for P2B is a vote for death. MASOP members pointed accusing finger at him, and they went and called police for him. Somebody asking for no elections in his own land. Those claiming they're fighting for Biafra called the police for him. Imamo Oloku is here. This evening he will tell us, but not now. He will only introduce himself and acknowledge Biafrans all over the world. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. My name, as a director, I've said, the man Imamo Oloku, known as Biafran boy. The word of our director is true. I greet you all in the name of Biafra. Those that believe that Biafra is their land, in all over the world, listening to us now, Biafra is the only solution. Biafra is our only hope that will lead us through. Biafra is our promised land. Biafra is the only place where we can live, where God have already prepared for us. So I urge you to keep listening to Radio Biafra And whenever everything that Radio Biafra say that we should do, that we should do. And whenever everything that Radio Biafra said, we need to believe it. We are not here for jamboree. We are here for real business. Biafra is the only answer. Biafra is the way out of this country, entity called Nigeria. Thank you for once again for listening to Radio Biafra this evening. Keep on listening.
Thank you very much. And later on, you're going to tell us about what happened. That was in 2010, isn't it? You will tell us later exactly what happened. When I tell you that Masob are full of criminals, I know what I'm talking about. I have all the evidence. And very soon, I will shame them. The whole world will see how empty they are. I hate evil. I despise evil. I do not commune with people who are evil, regardless of what you think you may give to me. Because Chukwu Abiama, who determined that I should come, made it very, very clear. You dabble into evil, then you will die. You keep your hands clean, and Biafra will come. Therefore, do not commune with evil people. Don't. Do not compromise on the truth. Always speak the truth all the time, even if it leads to your death. That is my oath, and it is something I will abide by until my dying day. That in as much as Biafra is concerned, I do not compromise on integrity. I do not compromise on truth. I do not compromise on fearlessness. Because no single man determined that we should come. Only Chukwu Abiama said that we must serve our country. My obligation is to those people we are going to remember on the 30th of May. Those brave men and women that died that we may live. We are going to remember them. We are not rich. We are not fabulously wealthy. But we shall honor them. And when we have our independence, we relocate them from where they are to what they call a permanent site. It's not only universities here that have permanent site. Even our memorial will have a permanent site. Every nursery school, every primary school, every secondary school, every university, it will be part of a school curriculum that every, therefore, whenever you kill somebody, where we come from, you have desecrated the land. And because the lives of our children were taken away from us, because the lives of our fathers and our mothers were taken away from us, mind you, they did not do anything wrong. Nothing at all whatsoever. Their only crime is that they belong to a place called the Zoological Republic. Hausa and Fulani people, they have been killing us since 1945. I asked them, why are you killing us? What did we do to you? Why do you wake up every day planning to kill us? And the British people and the BBC that are more interested in oil than in their so-called human rights, which they propagate all the time. What did Biafrans do to you people? The British, the English people, BBC. What did we do to you? Have we committed any crime? Did we do anything wrong? Who in this world can say we have offended them? The same question I asked Asare Dokobo in 2009. Can you show me somebody from the so-called South-South Niger Delta area killed by an Igbo person? The answer is no. Obogene kanyi merendia. What did we do to you? Why are you killing us? Boko Haram have come out now, killing us every blessed day. What did we do to them? Meregini Wogu. What have I done? What have we done to these people that they will not leave us alone? That they derive joy in killing us? Why is it that the Christian world, the Christian Europe, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, all of them, why are you people standing by and Christians are being slaughtered like cattle? Christians are being killed. Is there some grand conspiracy between Saudi Arabia and Rome to Islamize the children of God here? Is there some sort of conspiracy? Roman Catholic Church, is there some type of conspiracy that the Pope is quiet on the killing of Christians from this part of the world? Why is it that when Christians are being killed, those of them that brought us Christianity, they keep quiet? The same people that is telling us about Apostolic Church, Assemblies of God, Anglican, why are you quiet when the same people you claim you are brethren in Christian are being killed? Today we are going to report as to how the Muslims are recruiting. Almost every Muslim country is helping at Boko Haram to kill defenseless women and children, and men for that matter. Those that claim that Christian Europe, Christian United States, Christian Canada, they are more active supporting those killing Christians. They are supporting Boko Haram. They are more interested in Buhari being well than in the suffering of our people. Britain a while ago called for more aid to be given to Hausa people. Amami Haimanandia. The only way to resolve this problem is to let us be the same way we were before Lugard came. We didn't know these people. We were not in the same country. There was no war. Everybody lived in peace. Why is it that when the British came and put something that shouldn't be together, we started killing ourselves? Or they started killing us, essentially. We only fought back because Ojukwu was man enough to stand up and say enough is enough. And for those who don't understand history, Hausa people started killing us since 1945. For those of you who will say it was a one-off, they have been killing us consistently since 1945. What did we do to them? I have an interview to attend in America. And in that interview, I shall be revealing to the whole world the same type of people that you claim that you are in Nigeria with. There is a hatred towards our people. The Fulani and the Hausa people despise us. They want to kill us. But Chukwu Abiyama did not let them. And now is the time for us to fight back. Now is the time, or else you all become Muslims. And Obama will be clapping. David Cameron will receive more barrels of oil from Saudi Arabia. That is what is going to happen. But as long as we have Biafrans in the United Kingdom, like those of them in Manchester that went and recruited a counselor in Manchester to come out to evangelize for them, Biafra must come. That is why I said that England is a very civilized country where reason prevails. There are ordinary men and women in England, of which Karamonde is one of them, and now also the double Democrat counselor for Manchester, Norman Lewis, who came out with Biafran flag to evangelize for us in Manchester. We are the only global, we're not a movement. We are the only people talking about our country, Biafra, citizens of Biafra all over the world, doing something tangible. We are in over 80 countries. Our reach is exceptional. We are formidable. We are unstoppable. Our love for our country is fanatical. There is nothing we will not do to get Biafra. The ones holding us is you people, to be honest with you. You are the ones holding us. Nothing is going to stop Biafra from coming between now and the 31st of December 2015. If by the midnight of the 31st of December 2015, you look out of your window, there is no Biafra, on or before then, we will burn this place down. What Boko Haram is doing will seem like a child's play. Everything in this zoo will come down. We will die here and drown in oil wells with everybody. An assurance. Watch and see. Everything we have promised you, we have delivered on. Everything. Everything. Absolutely everything. This one we also intend to carry out. This is Radio Biafra. On this day, the 23rd of April in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 5 minutes to 8 p.m. here in the blessed sceptred Biafra land, we are reporting from our capital here in Enugu. That is where our capital is. That is where we must remember the dead that gave up their lives that we may live. We must proceed. We are reporting on this day that Islamic clerics, Muslim clerics, the imams in the mosque, where they go to pray to Allah, they are recruiting Boko Haram members. I want you to compare that with what the Christian Association of Nigeria is doing, especially in the so-called Southeast and South-South, and the South-South-South. You tell your pastor about Biafra, those of you unfortunate enough to be going, those of you hopeless enough to be going to Yoruba churches, I feel sorry for you. Islamic clerics, those that preach the Quran, are busy recruiting people to kill you, and your own pastor is talking about one Nigeria. Now you understand why I say you all of you are very foolish. Very, very foolish and stupid. Islamic people who are preaching to Boko Haram, telling them about their God, Allah. They are the ones recruiting people to come and Islamize you and kill you, bomb you in Kano, bomb you in Abuja, kill you in Maiduguri, kill you in Adamawa, kill you in Yobe, kill you everywhere you are. What are your own preachers of their own, your own God doing? One Nigeria. We must unite and stop this fighting. And we are saying to the world, there is no fighting. It is one people killing another people. There is no fighting here. It's the people being supported by the British who are killing Christians that the British brought Bible to. The British gave us Bible, then went to Muslims and said to Muslims, you can go and kill those bastard Christians. They are stupid. They accepted what we told them. That is why you can't kill them. They have no brain of their own. And they are doing it. There is no fighting here between ethnic groups. What is happening? Please, BBC, stop lying. BBC, what is happening here is that the people you have encouraged from day one, they are killing those you hate. You use Muslim, Islamic, Boko Haram, Hausa, Fulani to come and kill Biafrans that you hate. That's all you're doing. You cannot throw bomb on us. Britain cannot drop bombs in Biafra land. The world will condemn them. The only thing they can do is to support Boko Haram so Boko Haram can keep killing us, because we are the children of God. The government of Britain do not like the children of God. They want to kill all of us because they say we are stubborn. They have not seen stubbornness. What we come with is hell. Everything here will be destroyed. Watch and see. Unless they give us Biafra. If they are intelligent, if Buhari is smart, he will give us Biafra. He will allow Biafra to come without any hindrance. So all that money he stashed away in Switzerland, he can go and enjoy it. They put up an obstacle, everything goes down. Buhari, the children, everybody will all die with them together. I'm not saying I will leave. I'm not saying I'm going to be alive. For everybody's information, we'll all die together. If I see them, wherever I see them, even before Chukwu Abiyama, I will slaughter them before Chukwu Abiyama, because they are worse than swines, pigs. You kill people for no reason. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. Nigerian Muslim clerics recruiting Boko Haram members, according to the Cameroon government. Enlist northern youths into the army to fight Boko Haram, according to somebody. They are the ones killing us. They are the army officers. They almost constitute 99.9999% of the army. They said we should flood the entire army with Boko Haram members, so that their invasion and second conquest of Biafra will be very easy. And you have Rochas Okorocha representing them. You have Ojuzo Kalo representing them. You have MASOP representing them in APC, because we are getting a report that MASOP is saying that ABGA is not good, that they support APC. It's all there for everybody to read and see. And APC is congratulating Owasurike and MASOP for abandoning ABGA. The same ABGA. Do you people have shame at all? The same Abgar that Ojukwu was the leader of. Ojukwu, our father. Ojukwu and Wogini Mezie. You left that Ojukwu's party to go and join Hausa party. No honor and no shame. I wish Chukwu Abiyama can even wipe out all this generation, to be honest with you, and give us fresh people to go into Biafra. Because from what I'm seeing, this generation is not worthy to see the glory of God. They are not worthy. They are not worthy, I said. They are not worthy. There is no shame, no honor, no decency. Enlist northern youths into the army to fight Boko Haram. The ones on a Muslim Maga Yiburabu, that you have enlisted before, you're killing us everywhere. Everybody has a gun. Customs has a gun. Fire service in Ebuwe. Even ambulance service, they have guns. Everybody is armed. A Nigerian Air Force here in Enugu, there is no aeroplane, but they have AK-47 assault rifle in their patrol cars, patrolling Enugu. And I'm asking myself, Nigerian Air Force in Enugu, you know, where the market? In a Hilux van with guns. Nigerian Air Force. I thought that Air Force, you are supposed to be patrolling the sky. But this Air Force is on the ground. Nigerian Air Force, Air Vice Marshal. There is no aeroplane, but your Air Vice Marshal. Mad people. They are enlisting northern youths into the army to fight Boko Haram. They want to take over the whole of army. When Ihejirika was there, Boko Haram was being defeated. They removed the Ihejirika. What happened? Because the Sultan of Sokoto told Jonathan, release Ihejirika, release 165 Boko Haram leaders, give them 3 million naira each, pay them 300,000 every month. Jonathan, the hopeless, hapless, imbecilic and stupid Jonathan, did what the Sultan told him. What happened after 2 weeks? They went and bought massive Hilux vans, mounted their guns on it, and attacked everywhere in Borno State. That is how stupid Jonathan is. Jonathan is not a president. Jonathan is a joke. We must continue. Gunmen have killed another 50 in Taraba. Another 50. They will not tell you how many people were killed. When Nigeria reports 50 people killed, you are looking at hundreds massacred. The BBC will not report it because BBC is a den of liars. They lie. That is why they don't like us. Because we speak the truth. If they speak the truth, what will happen? England is the most civilized country in the world. I don't care what. It remains the most civilized place on the face of the earth, where reason prevails. Reason is what governs England. Why they produce some people who are so evil is beyond me, that delight in the death of the children of God. The National Conference cannot transform Nigeria, according to that man called Nwabeze. He lives in Ebuta Meta, Lagos. He's from Ogbaru in Anambra State. His house is facing River Niger, but he lives in Lagos. He speaks from Abuja. Typical, isn't it? They were accusing us. We are in England. We are here in Enugu. Where is Nwabeze? He's in Ebuta Meta. He's in Abuja, commuting between Abuja and Ebuta Meta, Lagos. When he wants to have a meeting, he'll come to a hotel here in Enugu, hold a meeting as a leader of thought and run back. The same people complaining, the same geriatric club, they're now telling us that the National Conference can't transform Nigeria. Of course, we know that. You don't have to go to school to understand that the people named after a river are hopeless. Niger area. You are named after a river. You are not a people any longer. As Biafra, you are a people. As Oduduwa, you are a people. As Arewa, you are a people. Until you were named after a river by a white Scottish man. One man named you after the Niger River. That is your name. Nigeria, people that live around the river. Are you all not ashamed of yourselves to be answering Nigerians? You have England for the English people, Scotland for the Scottish people, Wales for the Welsh people, Ireland for the Irish people, Germany for the Germanic race, France for French people. Who are Nigerians? Is there anybody who is an aborigine of Nigeria? The answer is no. Is anybody an indigene of Nigeria? The answer is no. But you have Biafrans, you have Oduduwa, Yoruba, you have Arewa. Yes, you do. Those are organically formed societies, not nonsensical and artificial creation by Europeans. Half of Yoruba is in Benin Republic, in Dahomey. The other quarter is in Togo. You're telling me that somebody answering Adebayo in Togo and somebody answering Adebayo in Akure are not related? You leave your Adebayo, your brother, in Togo. You start coming to Omuahia to look for Ndubisi, to be in the same country with Ndubisi. Are you not foolish? Somebody speaks your language. Of course, Yoruba has no religion. Anybody that comes there, they open up for them. They are that easy to get. That is why their women tie only one piece wrapper. People don't understand that. Igbo women tie two pieces of wrapper. You don't know why Yoruba women only tie one lace with shimi underneath. You don't know that? Only one wrapper do they tie. Very hopeless and loose people. Our women tie two piece wrapper. Oh, my dear Lord, I will not come from any other place but from here. I ask Chukwu Abiyama to be merciful to this generation. And for his grace, just give us Biafra. Because some of your children do not know what they are doing. I ask somebody today, all those people fathered by Hausa men, where are they? They are all in Masop, of course. I was at Rime when they came here. Hausa men pregnanted our women. Where are those people? Have they all died? The answer is no. They are somewhere. They are the ones who don't believe in Biafra. Anybody who does not believe in Biafra was fathered by a Hausa Fulani man, and I can prove it. I can prove it to anybody anywhere. There were women who were raped. There were women who ran to Hausa men before, during, and after the war. They gave birth to children. Where are those people? They are the ones who are against Biafra. They must reason like they are Hausa Fulani fathers. They must. National Conference can't transform Nigeria. Is that English language? Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know this nonsense? Is Nigeria a country? Was Nigeria ever a country before Lugard came? The answer is no. Nigeria was never a country. Never, ever, ever. And can never be. You don't name a country after a river. That makes you a fish. It makes you an animal. So when I say that Nigeria is a zoo full of animals, I know what I'm talking about. You are named after a river. You and the river. Who owns each other? Does the people own the river or the river owns the people? What nonsense is this? They said they went to university. I'm a doctor. I'm a PhD holder. Nonsense. I'm a professor. You have no brain. You cannot reason. If you think you're educated enough, you come and debate me. Anywhere, any place, anytime. If you feel you come out. If you last more than 5 minutes, I'll resign from this position. Only 5 minutes. And your stupidity will be laid bare for the whole world to see. Ndiara, you're named after a river. I'm proud to be a Nigerian. How stupid can you get? You're proud to be named after a river? I feel sorry for you. Boko Haram attack in Lagos is false. People were panicking in Lagos today. Somebody said Boko Haram. Everybody said run. You know, you are a landing Yoruba. What do you expect? Everybody will run now. Cowards. They were running everywhere. Yoruba. I told them that their punishment will be greater than the ones being suffered by those of them in TV. Where Go On comes from. Fulani headsmen who are essentially Boko Haram are killing them. Fulani headsmen confessed to membership of Boko Haram. When came back here, when did you tell people about this? That Fulani headsmen are Boko Haram members. They said no. They are now confessing. Anything we tell you here is gospel, is the truth. After Balonemo Ole, a few days you hear it. Here, that is true. They won't acknowledge that we said it first. We must continue. How to uproot the menace of Boko Haram, according to a Yoruba man. And they are laughing of Oyo. These are the idiots I'm in the same country with, are laughing of Oyo. They have transformed me into a monarchy-loving person when I am a Republican. I don't believe in Eze and kings and Igwe. An Igwe is the conduit between the temporal and the spiritual. It is not a political position, but we converted it into one. Eze is the same thing as well. But over time, we now have kings in Igbo land. The only people not to recognize any central king from biblical times. Because God said no to kings. No! And we maintained it. That is the definitive proof that we're children of God. And they call Jesus Christ King of Kings. When there is no king in heaven, only Chukwu Abiama, to whom every honor and glory must go to, I base every king. They said they want to be like other nations. He said, I will curse you. I will give you a king, but I will curse you. The Biafran race hearkened unto the voice of God and said, very simple, we don't have any king because we are the children of God. Another proof, if you need it. It's in the Bible. No king. That is how you know people that believe in God. They don't believe in king. If you ask them, who is your king? Say, na Chibweze. It's in our name. Emuonwegoye Chibweze. Chukwu Abiama is king, not man. And they said, Igbo people. I studied Igbo University. I look at them and I laugh at them. You go to schools where you cannot even flush the toilet. You know, a citadel of learning. They are. We must continue. We are reporting today that Muslim clerics are recruiting Boko Haram members. It's very hot in here. Where is my handkerchief? Very, very hot here. There is no electricity. We have to use generator, and it cannot carry. Please, we're not asking for generator because we have very powerful ones that are coming. Very powerful ones that are coming. We are just managing what we have. Nigerian Muslim clerics living in the border towns of Cameroon and Nigeria are recruiting Boko Haram members in their mosques, and government of Cameroon has alleged. Worse still, government officials in the northeast states of Yobe, Borno, and Adamawa collaborate with the terrorists and take bribes from them, thereby hindering the fight against the terrorists. Governors of these states also capitalize on their civilian fears to berate the army and the federal government. These allegations were published in a report yesterday by United States of America-based online military news agency, Strategy Page. The magazine explains that the army wants governors in the affected states removed because many officials in those states are cooperating with Boko Haram and taking bribes from the Islamic terrorists. I don't know what our people are afraid of. This place is riffled with bribery and corruption. Boko Haram understood this. Buhari, who is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, knows this very well. That is why Buhari can open his mouth and say, if I lose the elections, I will make Nigeria ungovernable, and he went ahead to do it. Nobody can arrest him. Britain will not arrest him. But Britain will arrest anybody. They will arrest Ibori. They did not arrest Omaro Diko. Britain did not arrest Bola Tinubu with 15 foreign bank accounts, three of them in northwestern England. Why is it that Britain did not ask Bola Ahmed Tinubu, what are you doing banking in England? But because Ibori is a Biafran, and because they know that Biafrans are like chicken, hen, okoko chiomo. If you pick one of the chicks, they'll just shout and shut up, and that's it. Won't do anything. Amazing, isn't it? That bribery and corruption, people don't understand what it does to them. It means anything can be bought and sold, including life itself. Boko Haram is using exactly the same thing that has eaten away at the fabric of the conscience of the people bound together in this abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. They are using the same thing, bribery and corruption. If we had enough money, we'll buy arms from the army. You know, we don't need to import anything. We'll buy it, we'll pay for it. They are mad people. They are recruiting people, Muslim clerics, their governors, their law, everybody's in Boko Haram. But your own governor here in Biafra land, none of them are in Biafra. Those of them that wanted, if they even stole the name Biafra and opened up kidnapping agency with it. MASOP is a kidnapping agency. They brought kidnapping into our land. The man that brought kidnapping to Biafra land is in prison right now. Innocent Oji, go and ask him. He will tell you it is in a sworn affidavit in a court of law. Uwazirike asked him to go into kidnapping. MASOP gave us kidnapping in Biafra land. They brought kidnapping here. That is their specialty. How many people have they kidnapped? How many? Not one single Boko Haram member. Instead, they kidnap Biafrans, but invite Hausa people to Okwe. I don't know how people are stupid. That's all I can say. And it shows. That is why they'll keep killing you. If they kill you, say, oh, praise the Lord. You go to Yoruba pastor the next Sunday and give offering. Your own person died. You still go to church and give them money. It's called Thanksgiving. Let's go and do it. People don't go into mourning. You no longer see women. All these husbands dying. I wonder sometimes what are their wives. People dying every blessed second. You go outside. Instead of a woman to be in mourning, wearing black and black every time for up to 1 year. Our own is for 4 days. If the person is buried on Monday, by Sunday they go to Thanksgiving and the woman starts wearing short skirt. Ojukwu died and they made Bianca Ono ambassador and she took it. Wanyabagimpedia did not mourn our leader for up to a year. And we allowed her to be ambassador. Is the wife of Awolowo an ambassador? Is the wife of Yaradu an ambassador? Do you know that General Ojukwu was a head of state? Do people actually know that at all? That he was the head of state of Biafra and no other place for that matter? The wife of our head of state is an ambassador in Spain. A Hausa man can get in and decide to relocate her to Saudi Arabia. You have no shame. You have no honor. That is why you are living in servitude to Hausa Fulani people. We must continue. The truth must be told. This is Radio Biafra. It's not like any other nonsense you listen to. Here we preach the gospel of Biafra. Former Minister of Police Affairs, Broderick Bozimo, on Wednesday admonished the military authorities and the federal government of the Zoological Republic to enlist northern youths who are assisting the military in the fight against Boko Haram into a short-term commission in the army so as to fight Boko Haram sect effectively. He argued that unlike the Nigerian military, who may not know the terrain of the areas, the youths are indigenous of the communities and may have relations or friends among the sect members. Therefore, enlisting the trusted ones into the army temporarily will give them that sense of belonging and make them exhibit more commitment in the war against terrorism. I thought they have DSTV and satellite here in this place. Is that correct? They have DSTV, satellite, MyTV, where you receive Radio Biafra. Is that true? Yes. And they show news there about Afghanistan. Did this man who claims he's a former police affairs minister follow that at all? In America, they came to Iraq. They tried the same rubbish. Did it work in Iraq? The answer is no. They went to Afghanistan, tried the same nonsense. It didn't work. This is a fight of an ideology. People must understand this. I said it before that despite the early apostles being thrown into cauldron of oil, barrels of boiling oil, it did not stop the coming of Christianity, because Christianity is an ideology. You can't stop it. The same way to go out and Islamize, to go out in jihad to commit people into Islam is an ideology. You cannot eradicate it. You cannot. All you can do is to build a firewall around it. You let us go, or the killing continues. Not when we join the killing tomorrow, you start complaining. Because once we join the fray, Britain will send their aircraft to come and bomb us. We know that very well. The truth must be spoken. this man doesn't know what he's talking about. America tried exactly the same strategy in Iraq. They tried it in Afghanistan. It did not work. They pulled out. They ran away from there to allow the people to sort out their problem. Any day Nigeria disintegrates, any day this zoo is disintegrates, Boko Haram ceases to exist. That's the only solution. You keep Nigeria one because of oil, you will die in it. Boko Haram will go to Yoruba land and Yorubas will run. Cowards. Daring gunmen yesterday defied the dust to dawn curfew and attacked Gidan Aku community on the outskirts of Wukari local government area of Taraba State, killing no fewer than 50 persons and injuring many others. This is only yesterday. They are killing on a daily. This is the ones you hear about. There is a full-scale war going on there under the very hopeless President Jonathan, a useless man, very, very useless. You sacked Stella Odua. You sacked Hejrika. Very daft man. What did you get? Look at the mess you're in. The attackers, armed with sophisticated weapons, allegedly came from Nasarawa State through the plains of Benue River and descended on their victims while the residents were asleep. According to a lawyer in the community, Luca Agbo, the attackers were very hostile to us and did not spare even children or the old people. Britain, are you listening? BBC. BBC, are you watching what you created? The monster you created. Her Britannic Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II, who by the grace of God is the Queen of the British Isles and the head of Commonwealth. Have you seen the damage people are doing to the lives of ordinary people here in Africa? We know we are monkeys, we are nothing, according to you. That is why you've experimented with us. Your experimentation did not work. People are killing people every blessed day. Had the British not come here to tamper with our way of life, had the British not supported the Hausa Fulani people to kill us, Christians as well, mind you, they're Christians, and we Anglicans, not now, God forbid, Biafra is my religion. I am not a Christian, I am a Biafran. I am a Biafran. Anglicans go for synod in England, but England wants them dead. The British government want Christians dead so they can have access to oil unrestricted, all because of crude oil. Do you know how much the BBC were given not to report Biafra? BBC do not report Biafra. They are corrupt. Very, very corrupt. We must speak the truth here. They have killed another 15 Taraba women and children, according to eyewitnesses. Women and children. The foremost constitutional lawyer, Professor Ben Mwabeze, has said that he was working hard to salvage the ongoing national conference to give Nigerians. This man is a fool. He's working very hard to salvage it. What type of news is this? One single man working very hard to salvage national conference being attended by geriatrics. Obama's grandfather. I mean, I can't read such stupid news. Doesn't make sense to me. The Commissioner of Police in Lagos State, Mr. Umaru Manko, on Wednesday said there was no truth in a report that Boko Haram had attacked some people in the state. Manko made the announcement while briefing newsmen on the purported attack by the Islamic sect, stressing that Lagos was peaceful. Even Boko Haram sneezes and everybody in Lagos is running. Yoruba cowards, they are running for their lives. The real thing is coming. It is coming, Mr. Manko. The real stuff is coming. We hope your private jets are in good order. They are coming. It has emerged that groups of alleged headsmen or gangs operating in the Middle Belt states of Benue, Nasarawa, Taraba, and even those that recently killed scores of people in Zamfara State are Boko Haram sect members. You call them Katureras, they are here. They are the ones with AK-47 in our villages, raping our mothers and killing us. Do you want to know how many were killed in Enugu last week? 11 people were killed here. Fulani headsmen, they call them. They are the advanced party of Boko Haram. I told you so, didn't I? But now that independent media houses are reporting it, perhaps you can pay a little bit more attention. Fulani headsmen, people driving cattle in your area, are Boko Haram members. They are in Anambra State. If you go to Ezu River, if you go under Ezu River itself, you will see them. They are there. This very minute, the advance guard of Boko Haram, they have come to survey the land and they will strike. And your governor, your Jesus Okalo, and your Rochas, they are waiting for their brothers to come. The Islamic jihadists, and you have people fathered by them talking nonsense, supporting Rochas Okorocha. People fathered by Hausa Fulani people. Where are the children? I keep asking. Those of you fathered by Hausa men before, during, and after the war, Kebu Nuno, where are you people? Did you all die away? Or because you think your name is Ifeanyi Chukwu? Because of that, you're not Hausa. You are all Hausa. You're answering Igbo names, supporting Rochas Okorocha and Dodges Okalo. But in essence, you are Hausa people in our midst. Very soon, your days will be numbered. They are Alafin of Oyo, Oba Lamidi, Olayiwola Adeyemi III has called for urgent need for the enhancement of intelligence logistics. People can talk rubbish, you know. This is not news. It has called for the enhancement. That is not news. Journalism needs to improve. You don't call for things, my dear friend. You enact them. You formulate policies. And you act upon them, calling for logistics. They will sell all of them. Where is the drone America gave to the zoo, Nigerian Army? Where is the drone? Jonathan, where is it? I thought they gave you a drone. Where is it? Bribery and corruption cannot even let the drone fly. That's how corrupt you are. Anything you can't do, just go and sit down. Look at the zoo operating a drone. Do you have electricity to even charge the damn batteries on the thing? Do you have it? No, you don't. You don't know you need electricity. You don't know you need constant supply of fuel. You think it can be run on generator. Mad people. That is the news from us today. The 23rd day of April in the year of our Lord, 2014. This is Radio Biafra. With the time now standing at approximately 8:30 in the evening here in Biafra land, I will ask the barrister to please come back to me to give me his understanding of the news we are presenting. Our people are here, and we are going to open our lines very, very shortly as well to take your calls wherever you are. Emomo Oloku is also here to recount for us what exactly became of him in 2010 when we asked him to go and do a very difficult task, which is to go and sensitize Anambra people as to the need not to vote in Peter Obi. They voted in Peter Obi. What happened? He killed many of them and dumped them in the Ezu River. Evil man. The barrister has joined us. Please, barrister, can you hear me? If you can, proceed to make sense where none exists, please. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I tell you, you've made both meat and bones out of this particular news discussion. I can only chip in two views, because, in fact, I was feeling like allowing you to carry on because you are really doing justice to what you are saying and what you're discussing, and the whole world are listening to you, Director. It's only you who could discuss this news touching everything. You are like a mechanic, Director. You know, when you give a mechanic your car, open up the bonnet, it will touch every wire under the bonnet, inside the engine. Every wire is touched. That's how you discuss the news, Director. If only I can touch all wires like you. You are the man. I tell you, Biafra is only hanging on a thread because it's already here with us. Director, there's a new dimension I want to take you to. The news I was listening today, that the Shekima, who was shedding tears yesterday, they arrested a terrorist in his own house. That was why Jonathan, Director, didn't take note of it. Shekima, a terrorist was arrested in his own house. Now, Jonathan is trying to sack all governors. This is according to what Americans were telling him, that all the northern governors support Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. They are all aware, they all know what they are doing, and they just supporting them for the sake of killing the Biafran. And of course, as you know, BBC dare not mention that name, Biafra. At most, they will say Christians. If not that, we are now tweeting, and they know that we are following, and they are listening. They are now digging deep to find out who are the people killed. They managed to find out one powerful Fulani girl who was telling them how she escaped. But the Shetima himself was housing a Boko Haram terrorist in his house, and he doesn't know what to say. But of course, you know your man, Jonathan, will not do anything because that guy is very fake and impotent. We said it here many times, and there's nothing that he can ever do or achieve in that zoo. Bob Weber is telling us the conference. Remember, how many times did he say he will not go? Him and Africa eventually went. He's telling us the conference will not do anything. But you know already, he's just accepting the money to finish maybe the house he's building. Director, we know all this. There is nothing they will tell us. There's nothing new that we have not told them, that this is how it is in Biafra land and how it's been operated in the zoo. The only answer is Biafra. The whites are there supporting the Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram. They know what they're doing, because when all of us are Islamized, now we become OS member. Remember, you have to have one man, one emir who will talk and everybody will bow their head. But we are not into that rubbish. We are very dynamic. Dear friends, we know what we're doing. Dear friends, cannot be fooled by any means or any way. That's why we are doing our best to restore Biafra. Biafra existed. Some people will say we have to actualize it. We are not actualizing anything. We are restoring Biafra. It existed before Lugard came to us. Lugard himself called us great people. Biafrans are great people. That was the only fear. Why British brought their own destruction, their own death to us. Nothing else. We like to exist. You exist. We're not against anybody. But they came to us to destroy us. They went to the houses. They said the houses told them, leave Muslim for us. If you want us to help you to get the oil, we will do that. That's why up to today, anything about Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, do you know that, by the way, the British will never call them terrorists. They call them sect. The Muslim sect, Boko Haram. They do not call them terrorists. It's only Americans that label them that name, terrorists that they are. Britain, whatever they report, they will never call them terrorists, director. I've been listening to BBC, and I know how much they are trying very hard to please us. But of course, a bended tree can never be straightened. Because if it's bent, it's already bent. No matter what you do, they kept us into this position. I've said it many times. They would be involved to get us out of this particular wickedness. They made us what we are. They are aware of those who are killed. The reason why they twist the numbers is so that their people will not shout, what is happening, what did they create? They know what they're doing. Remember, diplomacy came from here. They know how they play it. They lie. They cover up. They tell you different stories. But right before them, they punish you for it. They know how they cover up. Police in prison. Are you sure they don't know what is happening? They know. They're put in prison because they're different. We are all aware of this. You are talking about our general's wife. What about Shehu Shagari? What about Yanadua? Where are their wives? Have they been made any diplomat or given them any ambassadorial position? No. It's only us, because they gave us this label. Igbo people love money. And some of our people will help them to go on with that particular label. What a big shame. We have reached to a master level according to criminology. whatever you label somebody, when they act upon it, they've got to a master level. That is what they have made us. But director, we have checked it here already on Biafra. Nobody is more corrupt than Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, and the Yorubas. There has not been any evil man who has been jailed for stealing money. But all they do, they label us, and they are the people who are stealing, and you all corrupted and convoluted, twisted ideas in that particular issue. We are watching them. As you rightly say, they are killing us. The British are not saying anything. The West people are not saying anything. America are not saying anything. All they will say, investigate. When the Afro start fighting back, it is legitimate. The law says if somebody is coming to kill you and you kill them, you are defending yourself. It is a British axiom that says every man has his own particular castle. If somebody comes to your castle to come and kill you, you kill them, you are defending your territory. When we start defending ourselves, there will be the same people who will start shouting. Their drone will not work in the Biafra land. It has never worked. They came through the back door. Now that the whole world is watching them, we've got our satellites watching everywhere. Britain will not do that. The only thing they will do is to go through the back door. Remember, they sell arms. What was Margaret Thatcher's son doing? It's the same. You remember when they wanted to overtake Equatorial Guinea?
Of course,
was stopped by Mugabe.
He planned a coup.
Director, we are unaware. This is 21st. We are going, in fact, into the 22nd century now. Even a child, a five-year-old child, can go into a computer and produce a result. How much more Biafrans that are great in 14th century. Now, we have perfected our techniques and technology. There is nothing anybody can show us. We lead the way, and they are following. We cannot relent. We cannot get tired until Biafra is restored. We are going for the restoration, not actualization of Biafrans. I hope you're listening to me. Stop using that word, actualization. Biafra existed 500 and something years ago before Lugas came to our land. We are not actualized. We are not new. We have currency. We have our flag. We have our established kingdom called Nri. We are not actualizing anything. We have a kingdom that was in oppression before it came to be destroyed by the same United Kingdom. What did we do? They destroyed it. They will help us to rebuild Biafra land. Anybody that may mark it here, Britain will come with us to rebuild what they have destroyed in our land. No matter how much politics they play, no matter how they twist their words, no matter how much they lie, they will help us to rebuild Biafra. The Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, their only aim is to Islamize Biafra for the sake of what? Our beautiful land that flows with milk and honey. That's all. But stupidly, see the way they reason. They are killing you. If they kill you, who are they going to Islamize again? There's no need killing. As the director says, the Christianity, how do they do their own? They preach to you. They persuade you. They control you. They don't use force. Christianity will tell you.
Barrister, sorry to interrupt you. The light may go off any minute. It's flickering. If you don't hear my voice for a while or that of Barrister Mamezu, you know there is something wrong because it's flickering. That is what happens here. Yes, Barrister, but the light is about to go off. The electricity is about to go off. It is flickering, Barrister. It is unstable. It is flickering.
Let me rush off.
Go ahead.
Director, let me rush off before
they take the light. Go ahead, please,
okay.
Barrister. Go ahead.
Stop so far.
Don't stop.
I don't want the light to come my voice off.
No. Barrister, you can continue. Please continue. Continue.
Okay. Director, I mean, instead of that to come my voice off, let me jump ship.
No, please don't jump. We are here. Go ahead.
All right.
If it goes, it goes. Please go ahead. Continue.
Okay. Well, but good. It's very nice. You tell the world just in case the light goes off. And of course, we wait to carry on. We can never stop our preaching, the restoration of Biafra. We must restore Biafra. Biafra existed in 1911. What are we today? 1914. Imagine what we have suffered. Imagine how our people are being killed on a daily basis. In Taraba, in Borno, they will bring one Hausa girl who is washing a plate somewhere. And that this is the people who are being kidnapped. Do not believe it is all politics. Our people are dying. The Hausas are not... Boko Haram are not killing their own people. But when you hear the news, for the sake of the continuation of oil, they will tell you, it's not only Christians, Hausas are also killed. No, the Hausas are not killing their own people. They are killing Biafrans. Those who believe that the northern part of that zoo are where they will get their gold and silver. They are killing and kidnapping our people. Do not listen to any other news. The news you will hear, the truth, is here on Radio Biafra, because we are equity, we are justice. Director, let me stop so far. Thank you, I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister, Mr. Bastaman Mezu, and very shortly our line shall be opening. But before we do so, please, we are asking people to notify everybody that officially, I must say, our lines are open, and the line to call, should you wish to speak on Radio Biafra, remains the same. We have two lines here. One line is for the studio during broadcast or after broadcast, as the case may be, or those of you that always try to reach me. And also we have the one here for the office of the indigenous people of Biafra. Our studio line here is +234 8100904 599, and also the Skype is just simply Radio Biafra, all one word. We seem to have somebody on Skype. That person, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Radio Biafra.
Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. I can hear that. I can hear my voice. Turn it down.
Okay, let me turn the Radio Biafra first.
Can you turn it down, please? When somebody calls, can you please turn it? Once I pick your call, you turn your system down. It's disrupting us. Please, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, let me turn the... Can you turn... Oh, my goodness me, our people, they don't listen, do they? They do not listen. That was where we lost the war. Simple command, they can't obey. Give us a name and where you are. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are. If you don't turn down your system, I will cut you off. Can you hear me? No. These are all new people, but we don't have time for that. They have to understand, they need to learn that we're not here to waste time. Please, Iketiku, what do you have to say? Go ahead. People calling us today don't quite understand what is happening. Go ahead, please.
Director, thank you very much. I've listened, and one thing I picked from the news was about the Arewa people asking for their children to be enrolled temporarily into the army. You see, our people are so stupid. And in fact, our leaders are under a curse. They are not just, because somebody cannot be this daft and this stupid. They have become so stupid, so docile, that they can't even speak. All of them are listening now, and they don't have anything to say. They don't have any response either to their children or to the government, or even to those who are trying to wipe them off. They are simply silent, and these Arewa monsters have come again. We are here looking for money to set up our office. We've not talked about our ammunitions, and they are now asking the government to train their children free of charge on temporary basis so they can unleash untold havoc against our people that have taken over the filling stations here. They've taken over marketplaces. In the evening, they chase our women away from the markets, and they lock up the shops. In the filling stations, they are the ones there. They are the ones guiding our so-called useless big men. And once they get the signal, in one single night, they will bomb down this whole place to nothing.
They will wipe them away.
They will set all their bombs in all the markets, in all the filling stations, everywhere, and people will be running like idiots. Now we are shouting, we are crying, we are talking, and you are doing nothing. They have come up again. They want all their children to now be trained by the military free of charge, and they will give it to them if care is not taken, and we are still there. Anyway, all I have to say, Director, is that I don't care. If they like, let the angels from anywhere come and join them. All I know is that unless Biafra comes this time, then obviously God has come to destroy this world. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Let us go to the line to see if we can take this call. If they understand us, if we take your call, turn your system down immediately or we cut you off.
Okay.
Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I'm Victor M. Egede, your friend from Ebonyi State.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are asking Paulinus, who is on Skype from Thailand, to stay where he is. I don't know if he's still our coordinator in Thailand or not, because Thailand is not impressing us. Please, Paulinus, stay where you are. The caller, Egede, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to say thank you on behalf of Embo Boys, to say they are grateful for what you did for them. In fact, it's man, that radio is doing wonderfully well there.
Thank you.
They are very, very happy. So, what I'm trying to say is concerning the way our people are so lousy and, not listening to the news. Well, I'm not praying for anything evil, but I think, but if they would ignite like one or two bombs in South East, I think it would be very, very nice for them to understand. But I pray, but I know that there's no how casualty will not come. But if they would ignite one or two or three, then our stupid, hopeless brothers will understand. So then on our own part, I think we shouldn't rely, no matter what they do, we should still be, fighting hard to see that, we retaliate. So, Director, I'm encouraging you, don't lose hope. The Lord, the Chukwabema, will strengthen you and will achieve our goal. But for our people, don't mind them.
We'll spend years burying them because their stupidity is worth consigning to the earth, to be honest with you. They disgust me, most of them. Stupidity. Islamic clerics are recruiting people to come and kill you. Your own pastors are in church talking nonsense. Talking rubbish every blessed Sunday. Every blessed day you go to church and they talk nonsense, absolute nonsense. When your enemies are at the gate, you're talking about tithe and offering to Yoruba people. They call her on Skype. Are you still there?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. You will tell the world your name and where you are from and where you are. Please, go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you loud and clear. Hello, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh. Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Mr. WD C. Polinos. I'm calling from Thailand.
Yes, from Thailand. Osita just walked in. Osi is here.
Of, Thailand.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Director, I heard you very well. I heard all the gospel. I heard all the speech. I heard everything I was saying about this Nigeria, zoo called Nigeria. So we are very, very okay with you because truth must set us free. So, Director, I am somehow sad since March 28th. I have a last conversation with Onyema Thomas. He called me and he told me that Ikechukwu Enyeagu gave him my number, that he wanted to get me. And I said, okay, let us discuss on WhatsApp. So after that, after 5 days, I sent a message to him, no reply. That was on 31st. Then on 4th of April, I sent another message, no reply. Then on 8th of April, I sent a message to Karimonde, pleading to reach Onyema Thomas, because he told me that he was the one that represented Ikechukwu Enyeagu as a coordinator of all coordinators. So, no reply again. Even my secretary, Solomon, sent a message to what is his name? No reply again. So, I was somehow annoyed. And I was trying every night, I was trying to get Radio Biafra during that period. But everything was abortive. So I decided to keep quiet. So there was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, somebody was talking on Radio Biafra that Biafra in Thailand are not having their meeting, are not doing this, are not doing that. But I wanted to challenge that person because the name that he called was not in our register. We did not know the person, and he has never come to a meeting for one day. So I decided to challenge him, but I couldn't get him on Radio Biafra. So since that time, we have been working to our best, because everybody knows all over the world, they know that Thailand was on rest for more than 5 months now. So it's something that made Biafrans in Thailand to be somehow lacking behind, because there was a lot of incessant arrest that was going on since that time, and some of our people has been arrested and deported. So it made them not to be turning up. But the few of us that are coming, we are trying our best, seeing that everything was still going, because this is a struggle. We cannot relent our efforts. So that's why the fact that we are few, we are working, seeing that things are going very okay. Now, on the issue of 30th May, we are prepared. We have put everything in place. I was working with my secretary to see that even our polo we are going to wear that day, everything is already now. We have, you know, secure our protest that day. We have went to police, we have discussed with them how we are going to be protected. Even we are trying to go to UN office to see that day we will carry their flag, we will do everything. So that is where we are. And what I want to tell you is that the issue of not hearing us from Thailand is because of all these things, and I don't want to come on air and begin to talk empty mouth. So what I have to say now is that we are prepared for 30th of May. No matter how many we are, we don't care. So that's what I want to put in place now. And those that are calling on air and talking rubbish, I want that person to challenge me if he is coming to a meeting. Or if Thailand they are not doing their meeting, let him come to our meeting venue and say that he is the one that are talking. We did not know those people that are talking that rubbish. Few of us that are going for the meeting, we are the people that are contributing money. We are giving even the money that we owe Mr. Emmanuel has been, you know, settled off. So few of us, we are doing it, and we will continue. On 20th of this month, we went to our new zone. So about two people, Biafrans, they are challenging us. Even one of them wanted to fight me. Why must I come here and preach Biafra of a thing, this and that our people are languishing in the prison, our people are sending the same Biafran to prison. Why must we come and preach? Then I told him that what we are doing, what we are preaching, is to bring ourselves together to ensure that the Biafrans are one, with one mind, one spirit. But if you cannot be together, they say that faith cometh by hearing. If you cannot come together, there's no way you can understand. And this is what we are preaching, that oneness, love, peace, and harmony among the Biafrans. Why must you say we will not preach Biafra here, and if we continue, we are going to deal with also this and that. So that is what was going on. But we are trying to see that we put things in place. That one is sure. So we had a lot of challenges that on 20th, last Sunday. And again, I want to tell Biafras in Thailand once again that on 27th, we're going to have our last month meeting. So that we want everybody to turn up because of our polo we are going to wear on 30th of May. We are going to bring the polo that day so that people that want to wear the polo will come up and pay their money. Already we have organized ourselves and see that the polo must be there that day. We have to wait, we are waiting until people bring their money. We have, you know, organize ourselves to see that that polo must be there. Plus other things. That is what I want to say. Therefore, Director, I thank you once again. Continue your job. God will be by your side. And I heard the voice of my friend, Ikechukwu Enyagu, another powerful man. So I thank all of you. And I am saying that definitely Thailand must not lag behind.
I hope so. Osita is here as well. Osita Okeke just came in. Can you hear me? Polinus, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I said Osita Okeke is here.
Is that so?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Osi, I am greeting you, you know?
Yes.
Good evening.
So, I thank all of you. Continue your job. God must be on our side and see that we will restore Biafra. That is sure.
Thank you very much.
So thank God.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. The reason why I allowed him to speak for a long time is to clear up the issue of Thailand. When I was traveling, I knew that Malaysia, Thailand, and China would be very great for us, but Thailand has been lagging behind. In Thailand, men gossip like women. That is the problem. Murmuring that led the Israelites to stay for 40 years instead of 40 days. Grown-up men, gossiping like market women that sell crayfish. Men, grown-up men. Amazing. Do we have a caller on the phone? Do we have a caller on the phone? This is Radio Biafra. No, we don't. Do we have a caller on the phone? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Can you hear? Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Oh, this is Anthony from Dublin, Ireland.
Anthony, what is your surname? Ahanaga Bogene.
Oh, yeah. And you work with me in the Adi Hotels in Dublin. I work with you, too.
You came to the place I was broadcasting to see me in Dublin. Thank you very much. We are now in Enugu. We are here in our capital. Please go ahead. The work.
But to me, it's not a problem. To me, I give my life to Biafra. And that's the thing I want. I don't care who is behind me and who is in front of me and who is beside me. The only thing I care is that I give my life to Biafra. Come rain, come sunshine. Whatever I can do for Biafra, I will do it. So far, it's within my reach. So I'm telling everybody, if you're a Biafra man, regardless of your religion, regardless of your belief, regardless of your whatever you do in life, we are doing this for ourselves and for our children. So not about the director himself, about Imam Mezu, about Kalomande, about Ikechukwu Enyagu. I'm from the same local government as Ikechukwu Enyagu, and I'm so happy when he say where he come from, and I'm supporting very soon, shortly, I'll join them in Biafra land.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very, very much for that. We welcome that. We want people to come and join us and to do what is right. Our sister is also here. She will, as usual, please say something to the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world listening to this transmission. They are scattered across the entire 24 time zones of the world. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafra.
It's off. Your microphone is off. Go ahead.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Director?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right. Brothers and sisters, Biafrans all over the world, like we welcomed you earlier to this broadcast. My name remains Rita Nimbogo. One thing I want to tell you this evening is that I wonder why some of them that call themselves Igbos, I wonder why they still have faith in this contraption that is called Nigeria. I don't know if you know that the federal government, through the desire of the Hausa people, have sold everything that belonged to the federal government. Electricity has been sold to one man, and the owner now is an Hausa man. Atiku. The water corporation no longer belongs to the federal government. Is it NITEL? Everything that owned by federal government has been sold to individuals. And you hear some Igbos, you hear some Biafrans say, why not pray for Nigeria to still remain one, instead of you singing this war song? And I wonder and I ask, for how long will you pray? And what are your expectations? I think the Bible said that you pray and your prayers are not answered because you prayed amiss. If you keep praying between now till thy kingdom come, I want to assure you that nothing good will ever come out of Nigeria. The only good thing that will happen to any man, the only good thing that will happen to any woman here in this country is the creation of Biafra, the restoration of Biafra, because Biafra is the last hope. Biafra is our destiny. Biafra is the only thing that will return us back to Chukwu Abiama. If you pray and pray and pray on your prayer, on top of your praying bed, death will meet you there from Boko Haram. I don't know if you know that those of them that were bombed in Abuja that fateful Monday morning, they prayed in the morning. They even prayed before they went to bed. Early morning they prayed. Even in that Nyanya Moto Park, majority of them prayed. But they did not know that that was the last prayer. And you kept on praying, and you still keep praying, and you still want to continue to pray. My prayer is that you begin to realize that the more you pray, the more you die. The more you pray for one Nigeria is the more you die. My father, like I told you, lived a slave in this country. I am living a slave in this country. And God forbid for my children to still live slaves here. We have to go, and this is the time. For those of you who are still sleeping, for those of you who are still in the valley of decision, I want you to decide today, because you are nobody without Biafra. If you think that your big brother, especially those of them in the politics of this country, if you think that they will not help you, because it is your destiny, it is your future. It is your blood that they are sitting on top, and they are acquiring the wealth that they are acquiring for themselves and for their immediate family members. Time has come for Biafrans to wake up from their slumber and for us to begin to look eastward. We cannot remain in Nigeria, because if we remain in Nigeria, death will continue to salute us. Death will continue to salute us. I don't know if you still remember that there is no factory, there is no company that is working in this state. And that is also happening in Imo. It happens in Abia. It happens in Ebonyi. I wonder why you still have hope. I wonder why you still have hope. I wonder why you still have faith in this country. Faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead. It is time for us to rise. It is time for us to go. Come May 30th and we remember the fallen heroes. Come May 30th and we remember and bury them the way we're supposed to bury them, then Nigeria will never ever remain one again. We are going to tell Nigerians that the quietness of the lion should not be taken for stupidity. We have kept quiet for so long, we have waited for so long, and now we want to take our destiny into our hand, because Chukwu Abiama has said we should come, and we have come. And I know that since he's the one that is sending us, he will always back us up. He will continually back us up. He will use the likes of Chuka. He will use the likes of Rita Nibogo, Ima Mezu, Uche Mefo, Carol Monde. He will use the likes of Ofoma, the likes of our brothers and sisters, Clifford Iranya. He will use their likes to destroy this country. He will use their likes to destroy Nigeria. Nigeria will only back. They cannot bite. Nigeria will only back. They cannot bite. If Boko Haram is able to cause sleepless night to that useless, stupid man that called himself Azikiwe Ebele Jonathan, then what Biafrans will do to this country after May 30th will not only cause sleepless night to that man, but will send him to his early grave. Biafrans, I encourage you, wherever you are, to begin to look back home, to begin to remember that you are a stranger wherever you are, excepting if you're in Biafra land, and you will only cease being a stranger when Biafra is restored. I wake up every morning and I begin to wish and will that I'm dead, if I still remember that though I am in Biafra land, but I am not free. Though I am here.
You Biafra, if you can hear me, you must proceed, please.
Good evening, my dear director.
Good evening, my brother.
My name is Odinaka Dike. I'm calling from Cologne in Germany.
Cologne in Germany.
I'm from Amarako in Mbano.
Thank you very much. Biafra, please go land. Ahead. Go ahead.
Director, if you can permit me, I can do a little announcement we have for the weekend.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's for Biafrans in Köln, Germany. Our meeting on this Saturday, the 26th of April, 2014. For the meeting in Köln, the contact number is 0152 1380 4 814.
Odinaka, we had a power failure. That we are in the zoo, so the power failed. So please, I ask you once again to. It's quite distressing, I know. I'll ask you once again to start all over again, but very briefly, please, to re-announce who you are and to inform the world about this very meeting that you're talking about, please, because there was power failure. Because
thank
of
you,
that,
sir.
Yeah, please go
do
ahead.
That again.
Please go ahead.
My name is Odinaka Dike. I'm coming from Amarako in Mbano in Biafra land, and I'm living in Cologne in Germany. I'm announcing about the Biafra's meeting in Cologne, Germany, which is coming on Saturday, the 26th of April, 2014. Place is Wiesheimer Straße, number 13. The postal cell is 51067, Cologne. And the time is 3 p.m. Please try to turn up in mass, because we need to speak about our upcoming march on 30th of May. And my second announcement tonight is it's on the same day, the 26th of April, Saturday, 2014. There will be a presentation of Biafran's history in brief in Berlin, and about Biafran's situation in the zoo called a country. Place is Mende Evie, Tegla Straße, number 25, and the postal site is 15 1333, Berlin. And our contact is Xavier Ugoduru, and the number is 0152 07008255. And about the column meeting, the contact is 0152 1380 4816. And my greeting go to all the good heart Biafrans who are working hard to restore our country Biafra. May Chukwa Biafra strength you all and empower you all once more than you are powerful. I know you all are powerful. Don't care about what the enemies are doing in order to get us down. They will try their best, but the victory will be for the children of God, children of Umo Chukwa Biafra. Director, you are a great man indeed.
Thank you
very
much.
That Chukwa Biafra is with you. Thank you, my son.
Thank you very, very much for that. That was an announcement for those of us in Germany. We are in many countries of the world. We've heard from our coordinator in Thailand, and now we're hearing our brother speak, who is the PRO for all Germans. He is the one you heard his voice, Odinaka Dike. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Okechukwu Obi from Manchester. Calling from Manchester.
Thank you.
I'm from Umu Amara Ebu Amar in Ubuta local government in Muscat, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful to this new scenario that is happening in our days, in our time. I bless the name of the living King of Glory. I just want to say, make a suggestion before I continue. As you rightly say that we are the children of the Lord, or we are the children of God, there are words that there is power in words. So this word we used to say, everybody should join this struggling. We shouldn't be using the word struggling, because we don't need to struggle anymore. Let's use the word movement. We are moving from place to place, from lower ground to higher ground, and we keep on maximizing until Biafra is being realized. So I'm suggesting that we should speak this word of movement, that we are moving forward, not struggling. Because Jesus says, anything you say, that is what you will get. So that is my first suggestion. Secondly, is I want to say that in my second suggestion is, after 30th of May, let it be a kind of fundraising for this movement. Because the 1 million or 10,000 battalion that I was talking about, is not everybody is accessible to the internet or have credit card or have debit card to pay online. And there are people who cannot be able to afford £100. So, Ndibosi, there are people who cannot afford £100, but they are interested in this movement, not just the monthly contribution. We have to sacrifice more than this, because people go to the beer parlor and they spend more than this amount, but there are people who can also be able to pay £50 or £30 or £20 in every of the department in every country. They should gather the money together in that time, and then every coordinator will go to call online on the phone, and then call the names of the people who contributed, how much they contribute, what is the total amount, so that nobody will have any question, never mind on the amount that was donated for this movement, so that it will be spoken on the air. This is my suggestion. Then, there are other things that people, that have been pulling people's mind backward in this our movement for the sovereign nation of Biafra. One is that I have people who are saying when Biafra moves in the face of confronting the enemy, that people will lose their properties, therefore they don't want to come out. And I'm trying to find out, is it because in all the parts of the world where they have no war or there have been problems, political problems. There is no other nation that other indigenous lose their property except only in that zoo, Nigeria. So the Biafran government should, or the Biafran radio should, you know, be able to discuss this matter and then be able to give the people, you know, the promise about the property of the Biafran people that is in any that is in outside the zone of Biafra land. That we, it is not a, we must not lose our property. It is a kind of jealousy and envy and greediness of the Nigerian people make them that they want to confiscate the property of the Biafran people out of jealousy, and we should not let that happen because there is an international law regarding this. Nigerian people have properties in all over the world, and the countries where those properties are not confiscating them. So why would they going to have the mind of, you know, confiscating the property of the Biafran people? And it's like has been a you know, a thing of the day that people now say that is the way of life. As it's not, that is not the way it should be. And then secondly, hello.
We are listening to you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. But make it very brief. People want to speak. Please, very briefly. Sorry. 1 minute.
And then secondly, the next one is that the next one is about the evil uncles and the family members that are back home. In many villages, a lot of people are being killed, poisoned, because they came to build house, because they came back with a beautiful car, or because they are doing one investment or the other, and then they are being killed. So many people are running away from Biafra land because of all this. So they are scared when Biafra is independent, and the people will go back home. So what will be the state or the condition of their living back home there? So what do we do in order to sort this issue out?
Following what you said, the very last thing you said, so if I'm coming home to build a house and I'm afraid that my uncle may kill me, how is my uncle going to kill me, with a gun or with a machete? I don't understand. How will somebody in the village kill you? How do they plan? How do you think they can kill you? If I go home now, how will somebody kill me in my village?
Okay, let me say, when my father died, I went to Germany. I went from Germany to bury my dad. So, along the line, during the 7 days when my mother went to the church, so the women in the village came, you know, to pay condolence to my mother, or to those who came to, you know, to, you know, bear with her. We were sitting outside the house. So they introduced me as, this is her son, one of her son from, you know, from UK and from Germany. So I was greeting all of them. I greeted one woman, and something like electric shock just shook my hand, and it's like a fire from my palm down to my hand, to my head, to my feet, all over my body. It's like a big fire was burning inside me. I look at the woman, and I shook all other of the people, and they went inside. As I went inside, I began to sing the songs of worship. I began to ask God, is there any area I have sinned against you that I'm sorry, you know, that I know I have been attacked? I began to pray. As I was praying and praying, raised my hands up, I had something like a scissor. Somebody cut something in my thing, in my palm. Immediately that thing I made, bang, it's like pure water was poured on my head, down to my feet. And I went and called my senior sister, and I said to her that somebody just attacked me with an evil power. She said, how do I know? I told her how it happened, what happened, and I told her the cloth the woman is wearing, the number of seats she's sitting, and, you know, after counting so person, this person is against the person, the woman. So she went outside, and I stood outside and looked around. I counted and came inside and said, these are the evil people in the village. I said that I want to go and confront this woman. This is how people go for burial, and when they come back, they begin to have terrible sickness. They will go and there is no cure, or they just die after traveling. I said, this woman wanted to kill me, but my Lord is greater than her. She said, I should leave because that God who has delivered me is greater than her.
My dear brother, so there's a woman in your village carrying with her electric shock. If she shakes people, they will fall sick. Is that what you're telling me?
There are evil people with evil powers.
I want to. There is a natural phenomenon, my dear brother. Do you know that our bodies will generate electricity? Have you put on a shirt before? Hang on, let me finish. Have you put on a shirt before? When you take off that shirt, you start hearing some crackling sound and you see tiny sparks of light inside the shirt. Static is called. Have you heard that before? Do you know we generate electricity as human beings?
I know we do generate electricity.
Now, let me finish, my dear brother.
Yeah.
What you experience is a case of static transmission from one person to the other. Some people generate it in higher currency than the other people. Do you know there's a fish called electric fish? Do you know that fish at all? When it touches you, you get a shock. Exactly. The same phenomenon operates in human beings. I've said this to you now. If I go to a function in my village, and I come back and I take off my shirt and I start to see some sparks inside my shirt, I'll say somebody attacked me. But it is a purely coincidental natural phenomenon. There is no law on this earth that says you can remotely attack somebody. That is why you have science. Have you ever imagined why aeroplane, as big as it is, it takes off from the ground and is flying? Is because it is obeying the laws of science, of physics, of gravity, or the laws of proportion. That is what is happening. I do not personally believe that somebody can remotely somewhere, by whatever means, if you say this woman pricked your blood and something, there was contamination from her to you, I can accept that. But to tell me that somebody went to a native doctor. Where are these native doctors when Boko Haram are raping our mothers and killing them? How come these powers that they have, supernatural powers, cannot give us electricity? How come these supernatural powers have, quite frankly, not killed Igbo politicians who are more than Lucifer in terms of their destructive power? What I'm saying to you, my dear brother, is that sometimes what we wish upon ourselves does come to reality. Every death in the village is not down to somebody scheming something. People are sick. Do you know how stressed people are, brother? People go to work morning to night every blessed day for 6 years. There is no holiday. They take a holiday and come home and they collapse out of exhaustion. They start looking for somebody in the village to blame. When they were busy lifting old white women, when they were busy standing as security guard outside for 24 hours, they did not know it. When they were busy doing 6, 7, 8, 9 jobs, they didn't know. If you keep working without adequate resting, my dear brother, if you go to the village, you will fall down. Because there your mind will come down to rest. You are now resting. All your body will want to set back. No more adrenaline to guide you. That is what happened, my dear brother. I want our people to understand this. I would rather go to the village and be killed by my uncle than to be killed by an imbecile, to be killed by an infidel, to be killed by an uncircumcised deity being, a Hausa Fulani person of Boko Haram. We must make that very clear. There is no remote control. If it is poison, if you ingested poison, I can understand that. But to tell me that somebody can sit somewhere and remote control me flies in the face of logic and everything I believe in. But it is a personal experience. It is somebody wearing a pair of shoes that nowhere is pinching them. I cannot disagree with you. That is your own personal testimony. But as for me, I believe in science and in Chukwuebiam. Thank you very much. And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Director, talking to me.
I'm speaking to you, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Director, this is a call from Taiwan. And my name's Okachuku Power. known as Abuka. I think you are not laughing. My own Abuka doesn't mean any. It doesn't mean fake. But my own Abuka means Aziruana. That's the name that they give me when I was in Lero.
So you were a wrestler? Were you a wrestler?
when we are in primary school. So,
okay, that's very good. We are looking for somebody to wrestle Boko Haram. Maybe you can wrestle them. You are in Taiwan. Is that correct?
Yeah, director.
You are in director. Taiwan. Are you people ready for this very match on the 30th? Are you ready in Taiwan for the 30th?
You mean us? You know,
Taiwan ready for the 30th of May?
A lot of people doesn't want to compromise in Taiwan, but we are trying our best.
You've not answered my question.
We're gonna make it possible.
You have not answered my question. You have not answered it with due respect.
Yeah.
Are you people ready in Taiwan for the 30th of May? Yes or no?
Direct, of course, we are ready.
Good.
We are ready. Even go ahead. If we are three, we're gonna do it.
Wonderful. That's what I want to hear. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, even if we are three, we're gonna do it.
Of course,
we are ready.
Yes,
because I have been telling my people, you know, even today I talk to them. I'm always preaching this good news to everyone. Even if they don't want to listen, I have to tell them that Biafra is what they need. Biafra more than Biafra need them, as you all usually said. You know, this Biafra is what we need. This is freedom. We are talking about freedom. We are not talking about this. We are talking about life. We are not talking about money or any other thing. But people don't just believe in certain things here. They don't even want to listen what we are talking. But thank God, now some people are coming to their senses. Some people are coming to realize their senses, where they are going. Even at times I go to preach among them. They are just talking about this and that. What happened? They don't even care about what we are just talking about. But right now, some people are coming to their senses. They realize what I'm talking. Apart from our coordinator Lawrence, you know, he's just like man alone. He's just like fighting alone. I know he always talk about this issue, but actually, I usually help him because I know some people doesn't want to listen. But I always help him to talk about to preach about this good news. Now some people are just trying. They are listening, but I hope. At this time they are listening, I hope there will be a good turn up before the moon runs out.
Of course,
I find it out.
I thank you people
for the good job that you people are doing for us down there.
Thank you.
And I pray that God will protect all of you there.
You say thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are in Biafra Land. Before I go to OCU, definitely let us take this call and then we go to him. We've had calls from Germany, from Ireland, from Taiwan, from Thailand, from even Biafra Land itself. Let us see where this caller is calling from. We are everywhere on this planet. That is why we are exceptionally formidable. We are Radio Biafra, serving the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans wherever they are on this planet Earth.
Hello.
Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and
Hello.
Where you are. Yes.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's Chinedu. Hello, it's Chinedu. I'm calling from Spain.
Chinedu. Ahanago Bogene, what is your father's name?
Chinedu Duru.
Go ahead, please.
From our mama. Our mama.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
The PRO. In Madrid here.
Please go ahead.
I greet you, Nande. I'm very happy for all the work you are doing for the indigenous of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello. I also lend my gift to Ikechukwu Enyago and Emam Mezuo. And the whole people that is come out for this journey. We must get to our destination.
You say?
It has come to pass that going up is life, getting back is death into this mission. Because to me now, I'm preparing a day it will be. Let us march. I'm planning to come back to that zoo called Nigeria. Because being here, speaking with Miles, or saying this or saying that, I'm tired of that. But I want to use this opportunity to tell my brothers that we are having a meeting on Sunday, being 27th month. If they need number, our contact number, 632-040-858. Another one, 631-468-307. Our time is 6 o'clock. All our members in Madrid, please be here to greet you people for what you people did in the last meeting. And I expect such to happen in our next meeting. I greet you all, the indigenous of Biafra. Man, God will bless you for all you are doing into our lives. And we will get to the end of it in Jesus' name.
You say. Thank you very much. Osita is with us here. He's come back from his day leave. Was it 1 day or 2 days leave? Kegara. He has come back to join us. We are here to serve our country. We have no choice because man did not call us. Chukwu Abiama did. He determined that we should come. Please, Osita, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, my fellow Biafrans worldwide. Once again, my name is Usto Keke. I happen to come from Anambra in Umuze. Actually, I went for a visit. I call it a visit. While I must say, it's not a visit. I went for a survey, actually, Director, because I had a call before I made
you,
that move.
Are you buying land?
No.
Okay.
Because we work with information. That is why we are here.
Of course, yes.
Actually, I must first thank my coordinator, Paulinus Ngobidi, for his good work, and my brother Imoka for his marvelous job to my base, former base in Thailand. The way they keep keeping on upon all the crises in Thailand, the way they keep fighting, the way they keep progressing in this very movement. I thank them, I congratulate them, I say more power to their able. I want to use this opportunity to call upon my fellow Biafrans worldwide to tell you more secrets we are finding out in Biafra land, where we come from. We are on ground here and we have been working. We are not sleeping. We are not here for sleeping. We have been working. We have been gathering information. We have been working both underground. Actually, I come back from my hometown today. And the reason why I went there, I must make it open on air to every Biafran listening. If you have a brother or any relative or even a friend in this group called SAS again, this is the way we won. I think you know that Waziri and their so-called this thing have cancelled their this thing.
Of course they have, yeah. We announced it yesterday.
We want them, of course, and we are no more abroad. We are here.
Yes, of course.
And we are working in daily basis.
Yes, of course.
We are moving from here to here, Director. Our men are formidable here. And I must tell you, my people, we want again to you on air in Radio Biafra. If you have anybody in so-called SAS in any part of Biafran land, please, we call upon you to call him or her, whomever, even if he's your enemy and you know him is in SAS. Ask him to move away from that very group. Ask him to leave SAS, because SAS have been killing our people underground for all these years they have been existing. We come to find out this thing today, Director, because I happened to meet one of them on duty today. And I talked to him. I find out he's a Biafran. And believe me, he made everything open to me today. He repented today, in fact. We meet people today in my hometown, and I discuss with them. I had meeting with them all this afternoon. And believe me, you, our people, our youth, our students have been killing. They have been killing our people secretly without nobody awareness. Nobody knows this. Yorubas and Hausas from Abuja, they were sent to all part of Biafran land to be killing anybody at all who can be able to come out and say anything against the country. This is what they have been doing all this while. But we came to get this information today. And we are going to match them head on this time. We are going to face these people this time. So please, if you have anybody on SAS, ask him to go out from SAS. Ask him to leave whatever he have on SAS to go out from there. Because Biafrans have come back to cleanse our land. And we must take our movement against SAS people. Secondly, I want to call my people, wherever you are, I want to tell you what is happening in Biafra land is getting out of hand. What is happening in our land is getting out of hand. Unless you don't come back here and move place to place, you can't find out what we are shouting, what we are keeping, what we are lamenting on Radio Biafra every day. Our people are dying in daily basis. Our people are getting frustrated. Our people are getting killed. Our people are being killed in every day, in different ways. That is why we can't continue anymore. And that is why we are here, to put things in order, to set our land free, to set ourselves also free. Because we have made this decision long time ago, even before coming back home, that we don't cherish anything material again, anything wealth. Riches is no more for us than our freedom, and we must get it. So please, I call upon you wherever you are to keep supporting us. What we are doing, we can never relent. We have been playing our own role, so we ask you to play your own role. As we are going to get Biafra together, we will get Biafra. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. He has been doing some work, that is why we are here, to investigate, to find out exactly where our enemies are. Then we meet them and destroy them. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please raise your voice for us, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. My name is Mazi Umer Oluchukwu, from East Akwi Sofia in Agwata local government, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I am calling from Switzerland. I happen to be the general PRO of Switzerland, indigenous people of Biafra in Switzerland.
Thank you. Thank you. Please go ahead.
And I have some announcement to make concerning our upcoming meeting on the 27th of April 2014, that is coming Sunday, and the address is in Murisstrasse 73. Venue is Bern. The time is 4 p.m. And I also want to encourage, because we know that there are some of our brothers that are calling from the Geneva, and they are always complaining that it's very far away from them to attend the meeting. And this time around, if they are listening, then we know that Bern is more closer to Geneva. So they can be able to join us in our meeting. And I urge every one of us in Switzerland, if anyone is coming, let them bring people around, both women and men. Because we have a crucial issue to discuss for our rally coming up on the 30th of May to mourn our heroes and heroines. It will be very important that everyone attend the meeting so that we can move ahead. And we all know that Switzerland is the headquarters of United Nations, and that is in Geneva, and we really need to move mountain on this day. We really need the attention of United Nations on this very day. So it's very, very important that everyone come and join this movement. Like our brother said, we should stop calling this struggle. It's a movement. because we are upgrading. We are moving to restore our land. And when the Biafrans are coming, they should give us our way to restore our land. And coming to Wabeze, this Wabeze of a thing that I don't know, this man is an old man. And this is the highly time we inbox this man or send people to him to tell him that if he doesn't know anything, if he doesn't know anything that he will say, let him keep his mouth shut, because he is talking bullshit. This man doesn't make sense anymore. All that he's been saying, that he's the expert, he's the expert of a constitutional expert. This man is an animal. At his age, this man haven't realized that he is not a Nigerian, that Nigeria can never benefit anything for his generation. He is there, just taking bribe, talking nonsense. I mean, this man should be killed. It's the high time we start killing all these our brothers that are sabotaging us. That is what I'm saying. Okay, look at today now. Muslim people are calling Nigerian government to recruit their young ones so that they will go and attack Boko Haram. This is just the way that they will have more forces. They want, okay, now they want every Hausa youth to be in military so that all of them will be carrying guns. And the Biafrans are stupid people. Igbos are stupid people. Doing buying and selling, they don't even listen to news. And our people are very, very dormant of listening to news. Because if they can be able to listen to news, they will know where this game is moving. They will know that Nigerians can never favor us. But they are busy selling their goods, fighting in the war. That is why they don't know what is going on. But an Hausa man, an average Hausa man, wherever you see them, they have their little radio on hand. And they are always listening to this radio. Whenever their jihadis tell them to strike, they will strike. But our people are there, wandering around, doing all sorts of rubbish. I was calling a brother in Abuja because of what happened to Abuja in Yanya. And he told me, we thank God though, it did not happen in our own place. I said, you are a very stupid person. Leave God out of this issue. You are waiting until when it happens where you are living, then you will realize that these people are now ready to kill all of you. So I urge every Biafrans, wherever they are, those that are dedicated ones, let them never slumber, let them come up and join what we are doing, so that we will free ourselves from this mental slavery and everything that British have cost us. And let me tell British, if they think that 1960 will be like 2015, they will all know that we can even bomb them. If they try to do any nonsense in our land, we will bomb them, and we know that their citizens can never support them, because any civilized European country don't like war. It's like telling Switzerland that they will go to war. They will even give you everything because they value their citizens, they value their life. And I believe the same thing is happening to British. If their citizens will tell their government, let them leave Biafrans alone, because in this time around, we are ready to die, and they will all die with us. We will bomb even their place if they don't leave us alone. That's all I want to say this night. Director, I thank you, and I must tell you that I am not waiting for any other Messiah to come back again. You are the Messiah. But our people are very, very, very stupid. A black brother, Jesus, they called a black brother, came and died for the Gentiles, telling us in the Bible that he came for the sinners, he came for the Gentiles, unbelievers, he didn't come for them. He make it openly in the Bible. When they're asking him, why do you go and eat in the house of Pharisees? Why do you go and eat in the house of the people who don't know God? He said, I came because of these people. And that is why these people he came for, all these European Gentiles, they are progressive because they followed Jesus Christ. But they, because of their cleverness, they brought Jesus to us and deceived us again. And we left our God to follow Jesus. Jesus can never hear any prayer that we made. Any prayer we made and called in the name of Jesus, Jesus can never answer it unless you call Chukwu Abiyama. And that is why for many centuries, we've been calling Jesus Christ in that very zoo, and nothing has been going good, because he can never hear Jesus' prayers. All these churches are fraud. They are criminals. I have told my mother, don't contribute any money in the church. The only money you have to contribute is to pay for the, if there is a contribution in the town, in the village, in the kindred, you pay it, because when you die, they will put you in the ground and bury you, give you a befitting burial, not church. And if they say they will not bury you because you are not a church member, we know if it's the church that is owing the town, or is the town owing the church. Our people are very stupid. And I can never sorry for any of them that will die in Northern Side. Let them kill all of them there. Ojukwu said it. The first generation suffered it. And the second generation go there and build mansions again. Daft people. Thank you, my director, my Messiah.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very, very well. Before I go to Emma, we have a caller, I believe, on the phone. He or she has been waiting for a very long time. You will start by giving us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller, can you hear me? The caller, can you hear me? Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
I want to start. With giving thanks unto you for carrying us along in such manner. I am very, very grateful to God for providing to Biafrans someone like you.
Thank you.
I will start by introducing my name as I am Evangelist Lotachukwu Okore, the National Coordinator, Indigenous People of Biafra, Norway. I just want to chip in a little thing. The issue of Christ, Christianity, all sort of stuff that our people are capitalizing on. I am a practical evangelist. I live by it. If someone does not know the importance of Jesus Christ on earth, the person should do what? Keep silent and not discuss anything as regards that. I am speaking this now for the benefit of every one of us that is listening right now. That you went to somewhere where you were duped by someone who is claiming that he knows Jesus Christ, you know, and becoming a fake. That does not, you know, give you the standing to disqualify what Jesus Christ stands for on earth. This is a freedom fighting channel. We are trying to, you know, set our people free. Let us minimize the way we go about Christ. Christ has done a lot of things for me. I am called personally for him. I am not dubious in character. I am not dubious in anything. He has shown me his power. He brought me over to the land of Norway where I am, into ministry, manifesting practical power of that Christ. So, I don't want to speak in such manner, but for the sake of our brother that just finished speaking right now, I just want to address that little so that you can understand. Christ is not even forcing you to come to him. It's a message of love that the Christ brought here on earth. So if you think that you are offended by mentioning the name of Christ, let it be a silent thing to you. Because whenever you brought it on air, this is, you know, this is an international media that I believe over 7 million people are listening to. You don't have to offend other people because of one thing that is wrong with you. So I am just sounding this as a little warning to us so that we can know what we are doing. This our freedom call. We are to carry everyone along with us. I am here now listening to this broadcast with some members of my church here who are white people. They are together in this movement supporting us financially because they know us as Christians. They know us as the spiritual people, children of God. So whenever you are speaking this thing that you are speaking on air, as the person that I am speaking to right now, you get so many people offended. We are not yet a country. We are fighting to build up a country. A tree cannot make a forest. If we want to remain on our own, minus Chukwu Abiyama, minus the power of Christ among us, we fail. I am just speaking this night to each and every one of us. I am not into this freedom fighting for the sake of any human being, no. I am not here for the sake of my director, Nandekalu, no. I am called by God to lead my people here in Norway, to mobilize people in his name, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I am just speaking this thing now so that you can understand where we are going, and the God is raising mighty people here in the city of Norway for us to support this particular movement. If we can remove our people that is hearing us anywhere now, if you are offended by someone who is a fake preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, keep it to your house. Don't bring it over on air because you are scaring so many people that is supporting us away. You are making them to run away. You can't run this program alone. To come with my director, I just only want to make a little announcement concerning our upcoming meeting here in the city of Oslo. That is what I wanted to say before hearing our brother that was making a comment on Christ. So I want to announce our upcoming meeting in Oslo, coming on this Saturday, 26th of April, at Hegelrud Hagen, number 11B. I want to say it again. Our upcoming meeting, Indigenous People of Biafra, here in Norway, Oslo chapter. We'll be having their meeting on the 25th of April, being Saturday this month, 2014, at Hagerud Gahagen 11B. Then the contact number of our coordinator in Oslo is 912-58581. Another office number is 9882095. I would like you to contact us so that we can give you a direction if you are missing your way. And I want to use this opportunity to thank one Mr. Bruno Ikenga for what he is doing by mobilizing so many of his friends to come out and join the movement. And I want to say thank you to the Lord because he is adding more people to our number. And I want to say here categorically that the Indigenous People of Biafra is known and registered here in Norway. So many of you that are afraid of joining us, come out and join us. This is a righteous cause. It's to set you free, to liberate you out of the chains and shackles of the enemy. I want you to think about your life at the age of 60 years or 70 years or even 55. Where will you go? If you don't come out now to join us, I know that many of you are listening to what we are talking. And I must thank God as well because many of you are coming out already to join us. So that we can plan on how our demonstration on the 30th of May will be. So that the Norwegian government and the media and the people will be sensitized about the plight of Indigenous people of Biafra. I want to ask each and every one of you that is still hiding, come out so that we can think together. Come out that we may plan together. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. And most importantly, thank you to my director for what God is using you to do. I never cease every day to pray for you. And I know that the power of God is there protecting, guiding you. Because God will not let us down. Before I came out in this trouble, I prayed and God directed me what I'm doing. And he is making everything possible because he is God. He is a spirit. We are nothing. I say thank you.
Thank you very much.
What you are doing for us, director. And thank you, the Lord, for leading us through. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. That is one thing why Radio Biafra was set up. It is to speak the truth and to present itself as a platform where opinions and expressions can be freely offered. Our brother that spoke before Evangelist spoke is right. Evangelist himself is also right because people have the right. Onye na uche ya, uche onye ade ya njo. I asked somebody today who rang me on the phone and said that what I preach could be construed as antichrist. I said to the person, have you heard of the expression lock, stock and barrel before? And she said no. I said the reason why I put it to you is that whoever is trying to deceive you will make sure you remain deceived. I give people a very simple example every blessed day. I use Masop to give an example. As a people that took something beautiful and turned it into a bed of lies.
And for them to cover up the old lies, they have to keep lying. Is Nonso Ejirika, our coordinator in Spain, that told me this. That anytime you lie, you need another lie to cover this one. You need another one to cover the one that is covering this one. Every time you have to keep lying. And I asked this very person, this lady, I said to her, can you tell me one thing that church people have done for us recently? One free service being provided by the church. We give them money every week. We go to their churches every week. Can you tell me one free service that the church offers in Biafra? And the answer is none. N-O-N-E. None. Even when you die, even when you pay your tithe and your offering for 70, for 80 years and you die, you still need to pay the church for the pastor to come and bury you and preside over you. But look at Radio Biafra. The few people that support us, everything we provide is for free. Now you make the comparison. A lot of people have used the name of Christ to cheat, to deceive, to conquer people. That is the truth. The essence of Radio Biafra is to preach the truth, not to prevaricate or not to sidestep it. We don't sidestep the truth, we confront it head on. Because truth is life. Evangelists, you will tell those around you that where you come from, that we value truth more than anything else. Because truth is life. Tell them in our language. Na eziokwu bụ ndụ. Truth is life. And the truth of the matter is that we have been deceived. We, Biafran people, believe in the message of Yeshua. We must make it very, very clear. The message of Yeshua is what we believe in. The Greeks called him Jesus Christ. That is a Greek expression. In my language, his name is Chizoba. God saves is the meaning of the word Yeshua. Enlighten those around you. Tell them that we are not timid. We may be Africans, but we are not timid. Tell them that we may be black people, that we are also very, very intelligent. Tell them that we are capable of rigorous analysis. You will tell them that we are capable of philosophizing. You will tell them that we are capable of reason. You will tell them that we are capable of critical appraisal. In this new Biafra, there will be no no-go areas. Everything will be on the table. Everything will be questioned. And all honor and glory will go to Chukwu Abiama because he is God. I base everything I preach on one very simple tenet, on what he himself, God, told me in Exodus chapter 20, that he is the Lord my God, that I should have no other God before him, because he is a jealous God. Because his words are yea and amen, it does not change. The words of man may change, but the word of God remains the same. God never came back to tell me that I should share his glory with anybody else. Is there in Exodus the laws that God gave to man? Anybody, wherever you are free to worship whatever thing you wish to worship. That is your business. Onyenachia, that's where we come from. But in as much as Biafra is concerned, since we all believe in God, that for us find expression in Christianity, is only natural. The reason why we accepted Christianity is because Yeshua, that the Greeks called Jesus Christ, is one of us. He is one of us. That was what our brother said, that Yeshua is our brother. But the Greek concoction and the Greek interpretation is something I do not subscribe to. I believe in the message of redemption preached by Yeshua. I believe in the message of the coming of the kingdom of God on this earth, which I believe that Biafra is its finest epitomization. Biafra best describes the kingdom of heaven on this earth. And that is where we pursue it. Our opinions may differ, but one thing binds us together. the love we have for our country, Biafra, supersedes that of anything else on this earth. Even Europeans cannot divide us. Not with their own concoction, no. Because blood will always be thicker than water. We are one. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on. There are people on the line, and the man is also here. I want him to recount what happened, but on second thought, somebody wrote to me and said to me that it was Rike is dancing on the road like a naked person, that we shouldn't go out and dance with him naked. I listen to advice sometimes, and I think it's one of the finest things I've ever heard. So on that note, we shall leave things where it is. But let us go and take this call, because people are calling us. Biafrans are all over the world, and we must listen to them. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Somebody rang and immediately disappeared. I don't know if they have come back to me. If they have, they must stay there and wait for us. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Whilst I urge the one on the phone to please remain where they are. The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Umar Clinton.
Umar Clinton, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ilorin.
You are calling from the zoo. Ilorin is a zoo. Ilorin is a territory. It was a Yoruba territory. The Yorubas lost it to Hausa people. The Hausa people are today occupying Ilorin. They have an emir who answers to Sokoto Sultanate. And not to the laughing of Oyo, the Oni of Ife. No. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I want to say that at least I'm happy our people are coming to their senses gradually. Was Ricky have cancelled the Jamboree, and people are seeing that Radio Biafra is not just making noise. We speak the truth and nothing but the truth. And any day we start speaking the truth, doom will befall all of us. What I want to tell all these people is one thing. Biafra is not for sale. And Biafra is not a money-making venture. Those that think that they have all it takes to frustrate our efforts, we have one man that is above every human being on earth, and that is our God. Chukwuma will always be with us, and no man born of a woman can stop what is coming. They can only try, but it will make our testimony louder. Director, do not be deterred for any reason, because all these things happening is just a sign that we are on the right path.
Clinton, are you on motorcycle? I can hear a motorcycle there. Are you on a motorcycle, Okada?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
All these things that are happening is a sign that we are on the right path, because evil will always oppose good. And if there is no opposition, that means we are not doing anything. I have just one word for the likes of Masob and all of them. We are coming. And it is going to be worse than a tsunami. The suffering in this place called a country is beyond measure. And some people call it a country. Director, I don't have much thing to say any longer. But I keep telling them one thing. We are coming. And when we come, even heavens will bear us witness that we told them we are coming. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. You are brave. You are very brave, and you contribute to the advancement of your country by administrating Radio Biafra London on Facebook. As Clinton said, Ume, even the heavens shall bear us testimony, because we told you what we are going to do before we did it. That is why we are not like any other person. We are different. We are the children of God. And quite frankly, we are unstoppable. Ujuku said it, and they thought he was joking, that no force on this earth can stop Biafra. You know how people, with their buying and selling mentality, they said, oh, but Biafra did not come.
in 2 weeks before my container will come in. Because of that, there will be no Biafra. You people are actually insane. Are we not here today? Are you hearing all the calls from all over the world? People who are fanatical about their country, Biafra. So that means that Biafra was never defeated. Do you know the funniest thing is that despite the whole world fighting against us for 3 years, or we stood them for 3 years with air, land and sea blockade, and Yoruba stealing all our money and our properties. Do you know that Hausa Fulani Islam does not have any presence anywhere in Biafra land? But look at Yoruba people, as dubious, as cunning, as evil as they are, the Yoruba people. Their land was taken from them. The place called Greater Yoruba, or Oyo, so to speak. Oyo is their name. Yoruba is a language. Yoruba is not a people. Most of you don't know that, do you? Yoruba is not a people. Yoruba is a language, not a people. The people are Oyo people. The original Yorubas are Oyo people. O-Y-O. Do you know that Yoruba land was taken from them, Ilorin? Instead of having an Oba, they have an Eme. That is the way that Chukwu Abiyama punished them for the evil people they are. For their gossiping, backbiting, treacherous attitude. Chukwu Abiyama took a piece of their land and gave to Islam. But I can proudly tell the world, including our friends with our coordinator in Norway, Lotachukwu, this very evening, that there is no piece of Biafran territory occupied by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Islam. The one in Owerri is going to be kicked out soon. Okorocha, is a gunner. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this call.
Hello?
Your name and where you are. Yes, you are on the line. You are through to Radio Biafra live worldwide transmission. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, director, this is Nnamdi Ugala.
You are welcome to the program. My namesake, the world is listening. You will proceed, please.
Yeah. Director, what I want to say is concerning our people that are still adamantly staying in the north, in Uguaosa, and they think that they are safe. I know that there is insanity that is into their mind. Now, I just want to say this for their own benefit. I was privileged to speak with a man. He's late now in my place. That was in 2002. I asked him some questions about this Hausa thing and what happened during the war. He told me, because they told me how strong he was. So that was how I had to discuss with him. He said that those people are evil. That when he was living here, even though he was running a big business, when they wanted to attack, he was in his shop when they first tried to attack him without him knowing. They missed the aim. But later on, there were mobs coming to him. Lo and behold, somebody he called his friend, an Hausa man, he called his friend, was the one leading the mob with his friend also to come and kill him in his shop. If not the kind of person he was. He had to, there was this machete just beneath his roof, well sharpened. That was what he picked and ran into them and started destroying every one of them. If he gets you on the head, that's your own. If he gets you by the arm, you are gone. So that was what he did. He ran away. But one funny part of it is that he didn't return with anything except a chair, which he showed me, a kitchen chair. After telling me the stories, he went and brought out that chair and showed it to me. Say, this was the only thing that I came back with from Uguaosa. I said, you see? And I think something like that may still happen to the people that are foolish, and they are still there, building and think that they are doing their buying and selling. Because when it will happen, they will be dispossessed of everything. Because I don't think that they will be brave enough to behave the way the man behaved. He ran for his life. And he was telling me that the better part of it was that he wasn't there with his family. He was there alone. If he was there with his family, maybe everybody would have gone. So that was why he could run. He came back with only a kitchen chair, nothing else. Not a chair, a stool, a kitchen stool. So this is for them, those that are still sleeping in Lagos and feel that they have Hausa friends, that they are good to them. When it will happen, it will be those ones that they gave, that they've been given some articles on credit that will come for them. And I don't think that they will escape it. A speech in time saves minds.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, you are listening to our live transmission from our capital city here in Enugu, in Biafra land. This is where we come from. This is where we are born, and this is where we have returned to serve our country with the utmost dedication. Utmost. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, whilst I ask the one on Skype to remain where they are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? We have somebody. They are waiting to hear my voice come over the radio. I don't know what we're going to do to these people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. What is going on? Can the caller hear me on Skype? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, this is Mr. Obichukwu calling from Dakasine.
Obichukwu, what is your surname?
Amade.
Obichukwu Amade.
Imo State, Biafra land.
Imo State. Where in Imo State are you from?
Ikeduru.
Ikeduru. Please go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling to congratulate you people for the great work you people are doing.
Thank you.
You, all the Biafran all over the world, all the coordinators, moreover to our director, Mr. Nande, I pray that God will keep on guiding and leading you through. I pray that His holy hand will rest upon you. There is no evil hand that will fall upon you before. We actualize Biafra. We restore Biafra.
You see?
And I pray that the good Lord that has been leading you people will keep on leading you people in the end of this trouble.
You see?
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And what I want to say is this. We, Biafra here in Senegal, we are ready for anything tomorrow. The only thing we are waiting is whenever it will happen, you could just signify us so that we will be there. And we are ready to fight. Like I myself, I'm ready to fight. I have said it, that any day it will happen, I will be here to fight. Because I have said it, that it's better for something to kill a man than to die for nothing. And it's better for a man to die as a hero than to die as a slave. I'm a real-born Biafran, and I'm proud of Biafra till tomorrow, and I can fight for Biafra with the last blood of man. I pray that whatever you have doing, God will keep on leading you people, and we are strongly behind you people to the end. And I'm showing you people that nothing will happen to you people, and any person that will stand, Biafra will not spare the person. And I thank God for the comments you always made, that if they assassinate you tomorrow, you have given us the list. The people we are going to assassinate with their relationship, their election, both Wazirike, both Rocha Sokro, with Ojo Sokalo, you have given us your list, and I know what to assure you that nothing will happen to you. You will be alive if Biafra come. God will keep on leading you. You are the Messiah of the whole Biafra. You are not just director. You are our Messiah. You are the Joshua of our generation. This is our Moses. When Moses led the children of Israel to the promised land, on the way he passed away, is Joshua that led them through to the promised land. Now, Zeke has led us, now Ojukwu has led us and passed away, so that he's the Moses. Now you are the Joshua of our generation, and you will lead us to that promised land, which is Biafra. No stone will fall as on top of you, and no hand of evil one will stay on top of you. Because the word of God says that, touch not my anointed one, and do my prophet no harm. You are highly anointed, and you are our prophet, our Messiah. If I believe that we are Muslims, they will be worshiping you. I like any time you mention about Omar Club that fought for Biafra. If I assume that that man is a Biafra, a Muslim, the whole Muslim will be worshiping that man. But so far we are Christian, and we are from Tupa Biafra. You are the best thing we know as our Messiah that leading us through this to the promised land. And I'm assuring you that even though old age come and you die, we will still remember you. Your name will never be forgotten. What I'm praying that God will give you long life. Not only that you will see Biafra, you will see your grandchildren, your great grandchildren,
yes,
and eat the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus. Director, there is one of my friends, he wants to talk.
Yes, please bring them closer. Bring your friends. Okay, make sure they come out on the 30th of May. All your friends, regardless of who they are, bring them that day. Not Yoruba. Bad luck. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. Your name, please. Yes, my brother.
Good evening. Yeah, my name is Chukwudi from Imo State. It's Mbano.
Thank you very much. Chukwudi, go ahead, my dear brother.
Hello.
Go ahead, I can hear you.
I am very grateful to speak with you once again, because it has been a long time to when Biafra news has been going. Then I was in Libya. So because Wazirike and his people has been deceiving our people, and we don't have much time, because of we believe that Wazirike came with truthful thoughts, but we don't know that he came to deceive our people. But right now, we are very happy. When I came to Senegal, and I discovered that we are the right person to save us. Hello?
The world is listening. We are listening to you. I don't want to interrupt you. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. So as I was saying, when I came to Senegal, I was very happy to hear that Biafra is coming out again. And the good news I am hearing about Biafra, I am very grateful. And my people here are very grateful, because I've been telling people that Biafra is coming in a peaceful way, and we are going to have our country in the normal way. Because when we are living here, we know that if you go to many countries in the world, you see that now you see that the evils, we evils are suffering all over the whole world, passing a lot of stress, embarrassing. And I'm very happy today to speak with you, because it's a great joy to me to hear and to hear your voice, because I've been hearing this. I have not spoken with you before.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you.
And I'm very happy, and I'm praying to God that God will do it, so that everything will materialize. Because I remember when my father was alive when I was in Nigeria, my father told me about Biafra. He was one of the ministry. He showed me the money that Biafra was using then. He showed me the money. He said, this is the money that Biafra has been using before the problem came in and before he died. And I thank God today that I'm one of them today, as I'm alive today, experiencing this good news. And God will bless you, God will strengthen you, and God will give you more knowledge and understanding to be an overcomer. Because I remember in the book of Exodus chapter 14 verse 14, he said you should hold your peace and he shall fight for you. Remember that word in the book of Exodus.
That is correct. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All of you there, thank you very, very much. I like what they are doing in Senegal. I like it very, very. In fact, it's amazing. I know a few countries I can count before Senegal. Ikechukwu, what stops us from moving the running of Africa to Senegal? They are doing exceptionally well. The same way that they have moved it to Los Angeles for the one in America, given the work that those of them in Los Angeles are doing, why can't we move the running of Africa to Senegal? They are very, very strong. Very, very strong. I like their dedication and commitment. Very, very strong. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? There was a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? There is a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me, please? Oh, they are not paying attention. No, they are not paying attention. They are not paying attention. Such people we cannot take with us when we go to meet our enemies, because they will let us down. They don't listen. They do not listen. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. My name is Oliver Mekamokedi. I'm calling from Oldenburg, northern part of Germany.
Please go ahead.
From Istota in Agwata local government, Anambra State.
Yes, go ahead.
Today, I would like to start greeting everyone, all the members of Radio Biafra and all the listeners. That's one thing I want to tell them. It's word of prophecy, and I want to confirm if that have already happened to all the Biafras. In Genesis 49:19, it prophesies about God, and God is the father of the Igbo people. God will be attacked by the bands of raiders, but he will attack them at their heels. You know? And in Deuteronomy again, about the blessing of when the Moses is about to bless God, he said, blessed is he who enlarged God's territory. God is poised there like a lion to tear off an arm or a head. The people of God took the best land for themselves. A leadership was assigned to them. When the leaders of the people were assembled, they carried out the Lord's justice and obeyed his regulation for Israel. This is what is happening to the people of Biafra for ever since. The house of Fulani, the cattle rearers have been attacking them, and this what they are about to do now is to fulfill the promise from Jacob to his son, seventh son of him, God. I want Biafran people to be proud of themselves, to be proud to recognize themselves, because the Biafran people are the people, I can say that Abraham is one of the Biafran people who God said that he will show that promised land. Evidence is proof, because up to today, the Biafran people are still migrating the same way Abraham did it. Everything that the Israelites have done in the past, the Biafran people have done it. The only what they need to do is to join Radio Biafra and they come out and identify themselves for who they are and fulfill this word of prophecy, because they must know this, and the area they know it, the better their success. This is what have happened to the Biafran people, and this word of prophecy, Abraham said, and Moses repeated it in Mount Sinai. This is what I want to say. Biafran people, you are hard-working people everywhere. A Biafran man choose to work hard to make everything better for himself than to bow down for any other man. I wonder why they have allowed the truth and the reality of our ancestors to fall apart and they choose to do what is not contrary to our prophecies. The yes. Book of Deuteronomy, the book of Genesis is all about...
From Greece or from anywhere can tell me about God. I am the embodiment of the virtues of the Almighty. I represent the finest he could ever make.
because we are directly descended from him. We are the children of the light. There is nothing anybody can tell us about God. We are the visual, very visible representation of his kind on this earth. That is who we are. There is nothing anybody can tell me, and that is why Chukwu Abiama is God, the maker and the creator of everything you can see around you. Chukwu Okike. The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing to make up for the lost time owing to technical difficulties when we started. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype.
Hello there. Speaking to me?
I am talking to you, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Only remembered for what you have done. Only remembered for what you have done. Director, good evening.
Good evening, my brother.
I am Augustine Obiora Ibezim, a native of Oba Idemili in Biafra land. Fortunately, I am the connector of Biafrans in Israel.
That is good.
I'm thanking God this evening for his goodness and kindness towards us. Director, I want to tell you that as it is with us here in Israel, myself and there are very few good indigenous people of Biafra in Israel, we have come to a conclusion. That in that zoo, the life expectancy is no longer there, because we know of the truth that there are up to six kinds of death that one can reach back there in the zoo. If one don't die by kidnap, road accident, typhoid and malaria parasite.
Hey, my brother. My brother, please, your line is not very stable. You have to call us back. The line is not stable, please. Our coordinator in Israel, please try and call us back. Our sister was calling for a very long time. We were having difficulties, and she couldn't get through. If she's still awake, she can please call us back. Try and get back to us. Yes, Emma, what do you want to say, please? Go ahead. Do you want to say something?
Yeah. My name is once again Emma Morupum. I am the one that the Mosul people handed over to police on the fateful day in February 2nd, 2010, on the second tenor election of Mr. Peter Obi. It happens that our director brought me a letter to go and share to our people, to enlighten them, to make them to understand they are not Nigerians. In everything concerning Nigeria, they don't have to associate themselves into that. Because you will not tell me that you didn't want to belong to a meeting, then you are attending that meeting and sharing whatever that come out from that meeting. It happens that on my duties, when I'm discharging the data into the market, very few minutes or hours, after some hours, I saw about five men surround me. What they asked me, who told me to share this letter? I said, from a Beledio Biafra International, London, that I'm sharing the Biafra message. They say, okay, it's you people that are spoiling their work. Say that they have finished work, they have finished everything they are doing about Biafra. The Biafra is their hand. They have already gotten the Biafra. Biafra, why we are here, we are spoiling, we come to spoil the work which they may have finished. But I told them that this is not a case of Nigeria. This is a Biafran case. This is not a Nigeria case. They didn't want to hear me. And they called the police, the so-called Nigeria police, to arrest me. That I'm the one that saying that sharing paper, telling people not to partake the election, not to allow the election to hold. They took me to their CPS. But one
who took you to CPS?
Mossop called police, and police people arrested me, took me to the CPS.
Mossop called Nigerian police to arrest you because you are sharing a leaflet asking Biafrans not to participate in elections being held by Nigeria. Is that correct?
Yes, that is exactly what happened. Then, but the one funny thing happens there when I reach where they took me to CPS police station. There's one policeman that asked me, "Brother, who brings you here?" I say, "It's a Mossop." "Us?" Do you know what the policeman said to me? He said, "Are these all my brothers? Are they crazy? It seems like all these things they are doing, what the Nigeria people are doing to a policeman. So this thing that these people are doing to Igbo people is good." Ah, the man shake head. A policeman for that matter. Then one funny thing again. Then one of the DPO in charge of a mobile department on that CPS asked me again, "Why do you people wanted to destroy Nigeria, to divide Nigeria?" I say, "We did not say that Nigeria will not be. Nigeria will be and Biafra will also be." Then one of them told me, said, "This thing where you people are doing, that all of them know that one day Nigeria will break, and the day of the breaking up of Nigeria, that Nigeria will break into pieces."
This is being said by a policeman.
A DPO. Mobile DPO.
Mobile police DPO.
Yeah.
Before they ask you that thing, did they torture you?
They torture me. I'm on torture now. They already put in handcuff on my hand, on backhand. Tie me with rope, with a handcuff. So, but the question is this: could you believe?
Did they beat you?
They beat me. They maltreat me anyhow. That is not what I want to say because.
Go ahead.
So, but one funny thing there is that the same Mossop people that running helter skelter about the allegation upon Owazirike that is committing treason and felony. The same Mossop people say that I myself are committing treason and felony.
Mossop said you're committing treason.
Treason and felony.
And felony.
Felony.
That's. please leave it there. Leave it there, man. There is no need to continue. Those people, they are jokers. They are jokers. They've been found out. All the people supporting them, they have been found out. And that is why our march is relentless. That is why we shall continue until we get Biafra so we can put these idiots to shame.
I want to ask.
Go ahead.
The question I want to ask you, Mossop, because during that time or before that time, I'm a member of Mossop. I join you people in everything you are doing. There's one question I want to ask you. We are celebrating Ojukwu. Ojukwu leave a legacy, leave a exemplary life for us to follow. Where are you imitating Ojukwu now? Ojukwu, Ojukwu, Ojukwu. We're only shouting it from our bed to prove it that what Ojukwu did is good. Where are we proving ourselves? Yes. That what Ojukwu did for us is good. That we will follow his footsteps. Secondly, you launched a Biafran passport.
Yeah, at another time we may be able to go into that because we are running very, very late. They have done a lot of terrible things. They have done many terrible things for which we are not happy about, of which passport is one of them.
What's your body want to say? We are overrunning. Please go ahead. You want something to say? Go ahead.
Actually, I don't have much thing to say than to tell my Biafrans all over the world that we are relentless in this very cause. And anybody who is trying to, who is still doubting what we are doing, should please come out and support this very struggle. We don't have much thing to say as we are bringing to the program to an close. We want everybody, wherever you are, to come and support this very movement, because what we are seeing here, where we come from, is unbearable. And we, as a people, continuing like this, is no more life. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We must bring the program to a close, but before we do so, I think there is somebody from Israel still on the line. Is that correct? Do we have somebody on the line? Do we have somebody on the line? Please, your name and where you're calling from. Do we have somebody on the line? Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We are bringing today's program to an end. There were a lot of disruptions in the beginning when we started, for which we have apologized for. We have preached this very gospel today. We have taken your calls from all over the world, and we are very grateful for your support. Those of you that have decided to support us, please continue to do so. We still need some things in the office. We are still hoping that many more will be able to follow the example set by a few people to understand that here in the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra, in our capital city, Enugu, that we require so many things to do this work that you have asked us to do. You have asked us to come here to do some work, and we need your support. Direct coming to this place, and also as part of your monthly contribution towards Biafrans where you are, for remittance to London for us to do this very wonderful work. We have so many things to do. We are on satellite. We are making sure that we also broadcast on radio, as we promised you. Everything we told you we are working on, we are doing it, because we promise and then we deliver. This Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And here is where we worship without fail every blessed day, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And I say good night from our capital, Enugu, here in Biafra land.